Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off. WGAG Radio. And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
A nigga we just fucking that don't live there. That's a big difference. I'm just saying. I'm just showing you. It's a big difference. 35. The Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare or any other dependent position because how militant can one get on welfare? The Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare or any other dependent position because how militant can one get on welfare? Hello, that speaks for itself, right? Okay, he rejoices. But I ain't gonna lie. Now let's talk about the Caucasian in this statement. Not the husband, not the girlfriend, not the, you know, nigga that's fucking, whatever. But the Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare or any other dependent position because how militant can one get on welfare? That's a question. But there is a statement somewhere. The Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare. Let's stop right there. Rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare or any other dependent position. Let me explain something. I'm about to debunk this shit. You're going to hear it from Don DeColeon first, okay? Let's deal with welfare first and the Caucasian rejoices, okay? Y'all ready? I want y'all to walk with me real quick. We're about to walk into the state government's roundtable at the Capitol, wherever the fuck they meet. Do you see all the white men there? You see the white men there? Say yes. Okay, the federal. You see the white men? You see them all standing around looking like the Whig Party, right? You see them? They smoking, they got their cigar. They got all their papers and all that shit. Everybody got papers in front of them at the little roundtable, right? Right? And the federal government has already, you know, cut the check to the state. So these niggas, men, we're just going to say men, okay, because he said Caucasian feels that he has the right to control. Now, the Caucasian rejoices to see woolly-haired people on welfare. So they sitting at this table. Are we there? Are we at the Capitol or City Hall, wherever the fuck this shit is at? I don't know where the fuck them crackers sit at, that round table. And they up all night, y'all. They up there. They standing at that bitch all night trying to get their math right. You understand on how much they gonna put towards assistance? Do you understand how they gonna disperse that shit? Ain't that beautiful? They sitting up there all night long thinking about women and children that they don't even fucking know. That's some interesting shit, right? Ain't that some fucking interesting shit? They literally sitting there thinking, let me repeat that again, about women and children they don't even fucking know. All night long, trying to figure out where to disperse these federal welfare funds and shit. Fireline has said that Congress is doing that shit right the fuck now, as we speak. And it's 10:48 Eastern Standard Time right now. Okay? Galactic scientist says, sure is, when you think about it. And these are men, Caucasian, thinking about women and children. One, they ain't fucked. Did they fuck them? Did they fuck us? Did they fuck your mama? They ain't fucked. They don't know our children's names. They don't even know the new bitches that's going to come to them motherfuckers and ask them motherfuckers for help. They don't even, they thinking about, they doing a projector forecast for goddamn 2000 and motherfucking 16. They are literally projecting and estimating how many majors need some goddamn help. That's some beautiful fucking shit, and you ain't even fucked us, Mr. White Man. We don't have a name yet. I just got to put that on record. On the flip side, your baby daddy ain't sat at no table not one fucking time, neither your nigga, and sat there playing with numbers on a projected forecast on what you may need. He ain't did that shit. Let me repeat that statement again. The Caucasian rejoices to see Willard have people on welfare or any other dependent position. Just think about that for a minute. Now, we're not going to be dyslexic and say welfare means farewell, but we look at welfare, it means food, clothes, shelter, medical bill, and shit like that. Yes or no? Yes, no. Assistance. Assistance. Help. Help. We need help. We need help. We need help. We need fucking help. They don't even know us sitting there all fucking night long thinking about us. Rejoices to see Willard have people on welfare, any other dependent position. I'm sorry. I got to do it like this tonight because it's the fucking truth. You got to wake up and see this shit because I'm going to tell you little motherfuckers this shit right the fuck now. Ain't no way in fucking hell you going to keep pointing a finger at me and this fucking cracker when you ain't doing your fucking job. And you fucking know me. You know the fucking children I got. You know what the fuck the pussy smell like. You know what I fucking look like. So ain't no way in fucking hell none of you motherfuckers is going to goddamn feel like we wrong for going to this fucking cracker and this motherfucker don't even know us and already have a system and goddamn place and a fucking house we could choose from. Let's not do this shit today. Thinking about some bitches he don't even fucking know. Doing food budgets and shit. Just really fucking, I mean, god damn. I wonder what they really saying. Okay, Bill, last year, how many white bitches was on that? What's your report? Basically, 20% of 20% white bitches. How many Alaskan Hawaiian bitches? About 30%. Well, okay, so how many Hispanic bitches? About 50%. How many black bitches? About 90%. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to keep our budget the same for the Caucasian bitches. Hispanic bitches, that's been the same too for about the past five years, what you say, 2 years, white bitches. Yeah, everything really been consistent. How many more black bitches? Well, so last year with the black bitches, did it jump to 90? Yeah, it jumped to 90. It just creeps up every goddamn year. Well, you know, we got to actually do it. We got to, now what are black bitches at? Is it one of the metropolitan little nigga areas? Yeah. Well, you know we got to be able to have more money over there for them. You know we got to have more money over there in the Brooklyn housing and Chicago housing and D.C. housing and Atlanta housing. And we got to put all the money over there. Yeah, look like we do. And Philly housing. So we got to make sure that the black bitches, you know, because the gold there is good anyway. Those welfare offices need to be packed with all the goddamn money and fucking vouchers. And we got to figure out a way that we got to make sure them bitches straight. Because it seems like they got to keep going on now. So we got to make sure. That's why we have the most welfare for black women. Now, if they didn't give a shit about us, how come we get, it's more of us, of the money that's being spread around for black women and children than any other race? Think about it. When the last time you went and took your ass to a welfare office and they said they out of money, they can't, they out of food stamps, they out of WIC vouchers, they out of goddamn, you know, they out of Section 8 houses? Not never. Not fucking never. He's concentrating on us because we are the ones that you're supposed to think about first. We, the black woman, you know her? Anybody familiar with her? Have y'all ever seen the bitch before? We are the ones that they think about first. Now, that's some interesting shit. Look at those white men sitting at that damn table looking like the wig party. We get the most of every fucking thing. You ever paid attention to that? Free daycare. You really take care of us, give us free daycare? We couldn't even ask a nigga to pay for it. He'll say, why don't you just stay your ass at home? Let alone, let's think about this. You haven't provided us a job, Mr. Black Man, that we fucking. We go to him on welfare, on WIC, on goddamn Section 8, on food stamps, on peach care, whatever y'all got in y'all city. And then they have for some shit that we could fucking work too. We get that too. We get training. We get training. And then we get a job. Am I right or wrong? He's providing all of that. All of that in the black woman's cities where she's heavily populated at. And the daycare. Ain't that a beautiful fucking thing? Now, what are you niggas doing? The more babies we get, we got to go right back to him and ask for help. A job, a house, some food, and all this fucking shit. And don't you ever look at us like we wrong when your ass ain't been doing a goddamn thing. Don't you ever. I heard yesterday, both shows, goddamn it, both motherfucking shows, matter of fact, three shows in a row, the day before yesterday, yesterday's show, the two fucking shows, and everybody said, you can't take nothing from a motherfucker unless you're going to replace it with something better. How many times we heard that shit in the past 48 fucking hours on WGAG radio coming from different people fucking mouths? How many times, I know y'all, because I listen real good, and I know that a few motherfuckers have said that shit. You can't take something from a motherfucker unless you got something better. You niggas got anything better? You black men, you kings, y'all got anything better? Don't you ever talk down at a bitch on fucking welfare, fuck nigga, and you can't, one, you can't give us a goddamn free daycare for our babies. You ain't gonna put no money in our fucking pockets. You ain't gonna fucking help us goddamn pay for a goddamn house, fuck nigga. Okay? And I can't get a refrigerator and cabinets full of goddamn food from you, little bitch ass. You cannot give us nothing fucking better. Don't you ever talk bad at a black bitch fucking with some goddamn welfare shit if you ain't gave us nothing fucking better yet. You fucking hear me? You fucking hear me? And we thinking about our fucking children? We're thinking about our fucking children. When the last time you seen a single black bitch with no children on welfare? Not never. Not motherfucking never. Till you give us something fucking better, shut the fuck up.
I love you, girls.
I love you too, Mom.
All right.
Bye, Mom.
All right, tell Doc to come back.
He's in the back.
Okay.
Doc.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right, I move forward. I just had to put that on record. Don't you do that shit. I'm telling you, all you niggas, and you niggas, you real niggas, shut a motherfucking nigga up when he starts talking about black bitches on welfare. You tell that motherfucker, then you get them off of it. You help them bitches. Those are all women. We should be helping them. We should be providing. We, I'm telling you, these are men that don't even fucking know us. These are men that don't even know us. Y'all are niggas that don't even know us. What makes you better than that motherfucking cracker? So stop that shit. Fake ass niggas. Talking about what we need to do. Shut the fuck up and just goddamn do it, motherfucker. Give us a reason not to ask this motherfucker for help. Give us something. And you got to, that means, you know what the fuck that really fucking means? Do you know what the fuck that means? That means that we shouldn't hear a nigga run his fucking mouth. No fucking more. It should be him and a bunch of nigga strangers that don't know us sitting at a round table thinking about us and our children, bitches he don't know, bitches he ain't fucking, and setting up a goddamn system. While us bitches sit and fucking talk and run our goddamn mouths. While y'all do the goddamn work. Other than that, don't you ever in your fucking life, fuck niggas. You big lip, nappy headed, fucking no name motherfuckers. Say any goddamn thing about a bitch on fucking welfare. Another question. How independent can one become on welfare? Very independent is my answer. Y'all got another answer? Very fucking independent. That's my answer. Let's move on. That's the question. He never answered it. Now, next question. Next statement. One reason a Caucasian let such great influx of Ethiopian into civil service jobs during the last decade is because the worker has to swear his alliance and allegiance to uphold Caucasian government, which means uphold Caucasian way of life. Okay. Any brothers want to say something about that shit? Because any of you niggas that didn't take on a civil service job, that want to go in on the military, on the army, on the police, a black nigga on the police force, or a black nigga as a fireman, or a black motherfucker as a goddamn public servant. Any of you no-life-having-ass motherfuckers want to say something about a nigga that has a civil service job? Any one of you motherfuckers, what you gonna get a nigga? What you militant ass not having a goddamn thing, what can you give a nigga, a black man, and his goddamn family when he joins the civil service job? What can you give him? Don't you ever talk about a motherfucker in the goddamn military or some nigga in the police force or some nigga as a fireman or any of that fucking shit ever goddamn again until you ready to give him some goddamn benefits so he can take care of himself and his goddamn family. I don't want to hear that shit ever goddamn again from none of you motherfuckers. What, you ain't giving him nothing, so shut the fuck up. Nigga got a family to take care of. fuck out of here. And let's not talk about the shit that the military man, once he married, the benefits his black woman gets from being in the fucking civil service with his ass. She get benefits too. They get his bitch like $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to take her ass to school. She get like an extra jumping income and shit. Don't you ever, ever, ever talk about a nigga in the civil service unless you got some shit for him and his family. That's all I got to say. Because we ain't got shit today. And these are black men that I'm talking about. Or black women who join the civil service and swear their alliance and allegiance. But at the end of the fucking day, I'm sorry to tell you motherfuckers, like I said, some of you motherfuckers might want to go to bed early tonight and just, you know, get you a good night rest while I catch the show in the morning. I might be talking about something funny. But motherfucker, yo, this shit right here, nigga, I'm just saying, what you gonna give your cousin that went into the military to take care of his family? What the fuck are you gonna give him? Right now is what I'm talking about. Nothing. You can't give him shit. You can't give him nothing. You an empty-handed motherfucker that basically, to me, don't want a black motherfucker having nothing, and you make it seem like it's something wrong because they got something, but they didn't get it from you because you ain't got shit to give them. You ain't got nothing in place. It's the black man and his family. We got to do what we got to do around this motherfucker. You hear me? Do you fucking hear me? As long as goddamn these crackles can supply you knuckles, some dead hunkers, and some benefits for you and your family, and scholarships and whatever the fuck else, tell that low-life fucking nigga to shut the fuck up. Tell your militant nigga that don't have a goddamn job, that don't have a motherfucking goddamn, what that shit called, ain't on welfare, to just shut the fuck up, because you got to do what you got to do, boo. You got a family to take care of. That's a big difference. You got to tell that black, you got to tell that nigga that look like you, brothers, to shut the fuck up, because you got to take care of your fucking family. Now, you tell him to shut the fuck up, and he can goddamn, he ain't got shit to do with his time, nothing with his goddamn life, all motherfucking day long, low-life motherfucker. They got a whole bunch of shit to say. Them militant RBG-ass, black power-ass motherfuckers. You tell that nigga to go build a fucking government and an economic system and some daycares and some goddamn nursery and have a goddamn assistance fund for us just in case and some benefits, and then you'll walk away from that cracker. But you got a goddamn family. And I noticed that a lot of these niggas who ain't got shit got a whole bunch of shit to say about a nigga with a job, or a nigga in the military, or some bitch on welfare, or some bitch with a job. And he ain't got a pot to piss in and a window throw it out. He just blacked the fuck out. But you take care of your fucking responsibility. Fuck that. That's what this shit is about. And they got all the time in the world to just goddamn build. He do. He got more time than you, because you really being responsible for your creation. You ain't got no choice. I ain't got no choice. Let's move on. Sorry. Let me check the call lines. Oh, call's dropping. Anyway, let's keep going. Motherfuckers, call dropping. Ain't but three motherfuckers on the line now. Good, motherfucker. Great. Shit. Like, I don't think everybody got there. I looked up, these motherfuckers were packed line and shit. There ain't but goddamn four motherfuckers on this bitch. Good. God damn it. Oh, now, sir, give me a mic check. Your mic back open.
Yeah, mic check. My phone dropped, but I'm back.
Okay, babe. Thank you for coming forward.
Yes, yes indeed. Wrong choice of word. Thank you kindly.
Okay, here we go.
All right. How militant can one become who has sworn to help maintain his employer's domain, and his employer is the government, which is oppressing him? That's a question. How militant can one become who has sworn to help maintain his employer's domain, and his employer is the government, which is oppressing him? How militant? Can somebody give me the definition of militant? He's been using this shit like 3-4 fucking times back to back. What is the definition of militant? Hey, Monique. Now, sir, you know the definition of militant. You can do it off the top of your head. You know definition of militant?
Not only by reasoning.
Okay, give militant me yours. It don't matter. You can give me yours.
A militant, someone that's against the system from the way that they're, the way that is being used.
Okay. Against the system. Okay. Anybody got another one? Let me bring in Neff real quick. Can I get a mic check, Neff?
Mic check.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi, how you
doing?
Good to hear your voice, Neff. How you doing?
What's going on?
Let me check on one more caller, 925-348. Can I get a mic check?
Hello?
I don't feel like doing this shit today.
You silly. Is that hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Quit spewing your fucking block tower.
Okay.
You knew what it was right off rip, Don.
I know, that's why I don't feel like doing this shit today. You can smell a dog coming. If you can smell them. You know, I hate dogs. Okay. Now, what you got, baby, before we move on? You got a definition of militant for me?
No, I don't know too much. I don't know no militant people. But
I said a definition. You got your own. Can you give me a definition?
A militant. One who opposes the government. Militant.
Okay.
That's what I think. When I think of
okay.
Religion, that's what comes
okay.
to mind.
Antichrist pulled it from, I guess, Wikipedia or somewhere, dictionary.com. It says fighting or warring, having a combative character, aggressive, especially in the service of a cause, a militant political activist, a fighting, warring, or aggressive person or party. Okay, are we going to accept this as militant?
The aggressive part.
Okay, so we'll just take this part right here, Nasa, where it says aggressive, especially in the service of a cause. Okay? We won't take that, right?
Yeah, we'll take that.
Okay, we'll take that. Aggressive. Especially in the service of a cause, okay? We'll accept that. Firelines gave us one. Here's her definition. Having or showing a desire, listen, having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful methods to achieve something. Ooh, I like
aggressive.
That.
Aggressive.
Let's hear this extreme definition one more time from Fireliners. Having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful methods to achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To achieve something. And what was that other one? Nasir, the one that we agree with, the first one?
We was going with the aggressive part of it.
Yes, especially in the service of a cause.
Yeah.
I need to write this shit down. Because now we got a better meaning on what the fuck militant really is. What was it again? Aggressive? I'm writing this shit down. Aggressive?
Yeah.
Aggressive what?
For a cause.
Especially in a service of a cause.
Right.
Aggressive, especially in a service of a cause. Perfect.
And then we got having or showing.
Write that down. I teach myself today. Having or showing, this is Fireline's definition, having or showing a desire or willingness, I'm going to underline willingness, to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful, I got to write the whole definition on this shit, methods to achieve something. Methods to achieve something. That's beautiful, ain't it? Ain't that beautiful? That's militant. That's militant. Who would have thought that's what the fuck? You see what happens when we put our brains together? We come up with a beautiful definition, a beautiful meaning of the word militant. Let's dance. Now let's go back. That's why I understand why he left that shit wide open, those questions, Neff. Are you in the nine ball?
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
33, 35, welfare, unemployment. We on 35, boo.
Okay.
Let's go back to 34 real quick. 34 says, oh, militant ain't in there yet. Okay, so militant pops up in 35. The first question is, how militant can one get on welfare? Okay, that means that that person is on that bitch because
they don't have an aggressive desire.
Bullshit. For a service or a cause? Come on now. Why do people get on that shit? For a service or a cause? Fireline is, here's the question. How militant can one get on welfare? Fireliner says, as militant as they want to be. Good fucking answer. How independent can one become on welfare? As independent as one can be. One reason a Caucasian lets such a great influx on Ethiopian and civil service, blah, 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 sweat uphold, then the next question is, how militant can one become who has sworn to help maintain his employer's domain, and his employer is the government, which is oppressing him. How militant can one become?
Not
aggressive, especially in a service of a cause, or having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful methods to achieve something. Why else would we be fucking with them, y'all? Why else would we be fucking with them? Where else would we gonna be? Why else would we be fucking with them? Why else? If anybody have a job right now, anybody work for the government or for a job or whatever that's not your own, why else would you have a job? Now, sir, you call us from time to time. You listen, tune in to the show while you at work. Why do you have a job? Hello? You there? That's it. Oh, his call dropped. Anybody else have a job? Okay. Anybody else? Come on, be honest. Why else would you have one? That's it. This you?
Yeah, that's
you know
me.
What?
I didn't hear what
I said. You call us sometimes, and you be like, "I'm at work, but I'm listening." So I asked, "Why else do you have a job? Why do you have a job?
To maintain and provide for my family the best
that's
way
beautiful.
I can.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, how militant is that? Having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, or sometimes forceful methods to achieve something.
That's your will to go on, your desire to make something happen without being up under someone else's to the best of your ability, wham.
Okay.
Because I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not under somebody else's dictate, pretty much.
Okay.
I can't be fired. You know what I'm saying?
Let's
I can come in when I want to come in. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. The next question is, no, this is not his question. This is a statement. That is to say, welfare, civil service jobs, unemployment, etc., are Caucasian gimmicks to force the captive to cater to the whims and wills of his oppressor. That is to say, welfare, civil service jobs, unemployment, etc., are Caucasian gimmicks to force the captive to cater to the whims and wills of his oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
One on welfare is on his or her knees to the Caucasian. A darker person who is unemployed and wants to survive in a Caucasian society is usually prone to be used against himself and his own kind by the oppressor. Now, how does that work? How can someone that is unemployed in Mr. White Man's society is prone to be used against himself and his own kind by the oppressor?
Because
how is that possible?
Not having the desire to do something for self and kind, but then go out here and be like a derelict or a bum, and not doing something for the betterment of self and kind.
Used against himself when he's unemployed. This has to do with unemployment.
How can he ain't all of that that's above that's at the, that we just read. He ain't pledged his allegiance. He don't uphold no Caucasian government. He ain't no civil service. He ain't got that shit. He ain't got no fucking welfare. He ain't got none of that shit. So how is he prone to be used against himself and his own kind by the oppressor? How does that work?
I guess the things that he'll do for employment. How far?
Because the key word is a DACA person who is unemployed and wants to survive in Caucasian society. He just wants to survive. Is usually prone to be used against himself and his own kind.
That's like somebody who would sell dope. I ain't gonna work for the white man, but I pick up this sack.
Okay. Somebody who would do a breaking and entering in your house.
Yeah. So now I'm harming my own kind by.
But we know for a fact though, some people have jobs and still steal from you. So stop it.
But they usually don't do strong arm robberies.
We're not gonna go to extreme on misdemeanors to felonies, but I'm saying that listen, these motherfuckers got jobs that will rob your ass while you at work next to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Motherfuckers
take your cell phone and your fucking wallet while your purse underneath the damn desk. And they working in the next cubicle next to you. So now I'm just giving y'all both sides of this shit. Don't ever fucking think that a person that are breaking your fucking house are those that don't have a fucking job.
What?
Or that'll steal your fucking money don't have a fucking job.
Or even pick up a second note and have a job.
Absolutely. You got niggas that sell dope and still got a goddamn daytime job. We heard about the niggas that was working at McDonald's selling marijuana out the drive-thru.
Right.
So the question is, a DACA person who is unemployed, my question is, how is he prone? I really mean that question because I don't have an answer to it. I'm trying to figure that shit out. He might have a pot to piss in. His family might have just set his ass up for a minute. He probably living in his mama then how.
The key word of it is the survival part, to survive in this Caucasoid system. So that's like what Neff said when she said they'll go about and do just anything just to get along to be able to be in the system. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to have a regular job or a 9-to-5, so to speak. But they'll do anything kill, rob, steal, and prostitute themselves for the greenbacks just so they can have it.
Okay, but isn't this unemployed person, isn't he the same as the motherfucker with a job? Because in the same statement, right above it, Neff, and I know you see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is to say welfare, civil service jobs, unemployment, et cetera, are Caucasian gimmicks to force the captive to cater to the whims and wills of his oppressor. That's the same
right.
shit. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't, huh?
Just about, because I'm looking at I'm seeing the keyword as unemployed. So when we talk about unemployed, it's, to me, it's like, what will you do to get employed? That's what keeps coming to my mind, because he uses the word unemployed several times.
Twice, absolutely. He uses
right.
it in the sentence above. This is to say welfare, civil service jobs, unemployment, et cetera, are Caucasian gimmicks to force the captive to cater to the whims and wills of his oppressor. Then he says, a darker person who is unemployed, which was one of the commas, and wants to
right.
survive in Caucasian society, is usually prone to, you like this, Doc? Oh, Doc is listening to me. He must think I'm smart today. He's just nodding. Come here, Doc. You want to say something? Do you understand what I'm trying to say in this statement, sweetheart?
Yeah,
oh, you did? Okay, well, go take your ass in the car and talk, because I'm going to hit. No, okay, Doc wanted to come in. Perfect. Okay, let's hear what this government service worker has to say. Okay. Come on, baby. Give me
all
a mic
praises.
Check.
All praises to the most high, highest.
Let's make sure Portia is not on the line listening. Let's go.
That's right.
He's not.
Hey, peace. So you almost, well, you did answer the question. The point is that, and I was thinking of that before you got to that part, but what you said was, and you made the point, that worker who's at the counter giving out the food stamps is just as oppressed and is just as bad in that situation as the person who they're giving the food stamps to. And the thing is that person receiving the food stamps has more power than that person who's behind the counter giving out the food stamps. That person has more power, because that person will stand up there and say, hey, you don't do your job right, I'm going to bust on you. I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to this and that. And cut the whole joint out and everything. The person who got them fired up loses their job, and they don't want to lose that job, and they are under stress to keep their job. So they're doing everything they can to make sure that those folks with no jobs get their food stamps and get whatever it is. Whatever they're doing, those folks are struggling, trying to keep, they're being oppressed more than that person who ain't got nothing to lose.
Who is unemployed.
Yeah, the one who's unemployed. They're more stressed. That person who's unemployed got more power than that person who's behind the counter, so, you know, making them fill out the form. And that's what you were just answering the question when you said it, that person with the government job or with the, you know, social service job or whatever is oppressed just like that person who's not, who doesn't have a job. And the point is that person who is unemployed can be used to make sure that person who's behind the counter does their job right and stays oppressed. And stays in that position and stays happy to be there and make sure they do what they got to do to make sure that them people coming in filling out them applications to get them food stamps get that done and they get enough of them.
How is the unemployed person, like he said, the unemployed person wants to survive in a Caucasian society is usually prone to be used against himself and his kind by the oppressor.
Right.
How does that
More
work?
More prone. Because the way they do it is what they're doing, along with the robbing and stealing and breaking into their own homes and their own houses and all that other stuff, is that they're keeping those folks who they go to for the applications to get food stamps. They're keeping those people in place and not moving or not wanting to leave that position where they're getting a paycheck every 2 weeks to have to go out and work on their own. They're keeping those folks trapped they're being used to keep those folks trapped.
You know, I noticed that we're talking about black people, right? Nubian people,
yeah.
Darker person or whatever.
Yeah.
Here's what I
exactly.
noticed, and if anybody have experiences, you know, than myself, you know, I would just prefer amen. That you can
amen.
Be that woman on welfare, and your friend has a fucking job, but this bitch come eat up your goddamn food and borrow your fucking cans. Canned food, yes or no? I find it that the person who actually works, have a job, et cetera, is needing more than a motherfucker who don't have one and a motherfucker who is on welfare. It seems like it's always them motherfuckers that are conniving and deceiving more so than your, if it's two welfare bitches, our friends, okay? They share. If anything happened, they share. You use my card because I know you ran out of your shit. But the two niggas with a fucking job, they'll cut. They won't even come to they friend aid. If they in need, I just wanted to know if anybody had that same experience as myself. It could be
but
a motherfucker making more money than you, living better than you, and still use you. Still would try to get whatever the fuck little crumb you got. A bitch that has a job and making her money, her friend on welfare would take that bitch shopping who got the job. But this bitch got money to blow and her welfare friend ain't got no food left in the goddamn house. Until her goddamn EBT got to fill up. So she got to wait about 15 days. And her friend won't even, the bitch with the fucking money, won't even fucking goddamn come to this bitch. Hey, this bitch got to take her head down to the goddamn pantry and get her some goddamn cans and shit. Still her friend. I just noticed that it's just a mentality going on here. I know it's motherfuckers, and I'll tell you, I do it like this again. People who get a constant check, let's say a disability check, or goddamn, what else come once a month? Those checks that come once a month from the government. You see my point, Fireline, is what else that comes once a month from the government? You get the disability check, what else they get? A social security check. These are residuals. These motherfuckers know what they're going to fucking get every goddamn month. That money is assured to them. But the woman or man who has to work every day and wait and hope that they can maintain an income from Mr. Caucasian every 2 weeks or every week, depending on how you pay, that's not promised. That's not, you know what I'm saying? He could go to work the next day and say, sorry, you're fired.
Amen.
Yeah, right?
That's oppression.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, so what's worse, a motherfucker that knows his shit is going to come every month and may have to, what's that shit called? Budget a little bit better than a motherfucker who has a job and can't fucking budget and always need one, they mama or they uncle, they daddy or somebody that's getting some government assistance. And this motherfucker work for the government and his friend or her friend is getting government assistance, but it's always coming to the motherfucker who got the government assistance for goddamn help, if y'all understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
This shit ugly as fuck. This is an ugly type of black relationship. We passed the social, it was right before welfare unemployment, called social something. The white man knows if a person, male or female, is satisfied. The white man knows if a person, male or female, is satisfied to get on welfare rolls and stay there without making sincere effort to lift himself or herself from this condition of poverty and dependence on others who unfortunately are the person's enemy. Person is unintelligent. Anybody want to explain that? I know we danced on that before. This is like our third, fourth time dancing on 36. I'll do it again. The white man knows if a person, male or female, is satisfied to get on welfare rolls and stay there without making sincere effort to lift him or herself from this condition and poverty and dependence on others. He's satisfied, right? The Caucasian is satisfied. But doesn't this statement kind of sound like a militant statement based on our definition? Doesn't this sound like what our definition of militant is? I would do it again. Our definition of militant is, once again, aggressive, especially in a service of a cause, or having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful methods to achieve something. Right? So the white man knows if a person, male or female, is satisfied to get on welfare rolls and stay there without making sincere effort to lift him or herself from this condition of poverty and dependence. So he's basically still saying the same goddamn thing. That question is, how militant can one be on welfare? That was the question.
So the answer would be not militant at all.
No, the answer would be as militant as one can get, like Fireliner said, because he uses this. Listen to it again. The white man knows that if a person is satisfied to get on welfare rolls and stay there without making sincere effort to lift him or herself from this condition. So basically, you have to be militant in order to even get a job or get on welfare because you're going to make a sincere effort to lift yourself up from whatever condition you're in. Because a little bit later, he's going to tell us about sustaining a job for at least 2 years, having an outcome to become independent. He says that. He says get an education and make sure that your education will liberate you and everybody else. That's a militant person. So in other words, what I'm getting from this so far, and because it's my third time reading it now, what I'm getting from this is he's saying if you are militant, you can do this shit in his system and get the fuck out of it. But if you are unintelligent, he's satisfied with you. Whoever been paying attention to the very beginning of the nine ball, from the very beginning of the unintelligent and the intelligent ones, in other words, the Caucasian system is only for the intelligent ones and the militant ones. It's not for anybody else. The militant ones are those having or showing a desire or willingness to use strong, extreme, and sometimes forceful methods to achieve something. And aggressive, especially in a service or an outcome. Do you understand? The more we read this shit, this is our third time reading it. Well, second time, but they read it yesterday. Do you understand? Because I think we got an education earlier when he explains that if you're going to, what did he say? Make sure that your child by ninth grade knows what his career is going to be. And once it gets into college, make sure that it's going to go to college to do what?
to be militant, and it has an outcome and a goal so he can uplift his people. Now, when we took the word militant, prior before we gave our own definition, militant was about the uprising and the liberation of your people, even in the 70s and 60s. That's what militant, that's what it was all under the umbrella of, that you're for the uprise of your people. That means that you're going to have to do whatever it takes, even by sometimes forcing your way in a situation so you can achieve something for the betterment of your people. And then what he say? What he say, Antichrist? What the fuck did he say? He said some shit like this, and I ain't quoted today, but motherfucker, this nine-baller, I'm fucking, like I'm digesting this shit now. I'm telling you, the nine-baller, my shit. But what the fuck did he say? After you graduate, right, from college, you go back to your community and uplift that shit. That takes a militant motherfucker to do that. Not these motherfuckers that's not doing nothing and pretending they fucking militant and trying to prevent you from going in the belly of the beast and pulling out what the fuck you need and bringing that shit back to your motherfucking community and uplifting that shit. Wake the fuck up. This is nine ball. Let's get from behind that motherfucker today, because this is what this motherfucker is saying. This is what he's saying. Do you understand that a person, and listen, if I'm lying, don't fucking listen to my show ever again. Do you understand that a person who gets $600 in welfare is more likely to take that food out their house and feed somebody who got a job versus a motherfucker with a job? Mm-hmm. Will not take a fucking can out his fucking house to help feed a motherfucker that's hungry. That's a big fucking difference. Think about that shit. You got motherfuckers, and we know because we some real fucking niggas, right? Everybody know a motherfucker on welfare. They would goddamn, it'll be four bitches and they niggas that'll hit the fucking Piggly Wiggly up or Walmart, buy a whole bunch of ribs, potato salad, barbecue sauce, all this fucking shit, macaroni and fucking cheese, and will grill out for the whole neighborhood, for everybody, whether or not they put a fucking penny in it. But a nigga with a goddamn job, him and his bitch, and her friend, and her nigga, those motherfuckers would just cook out for themselves. And he would just invite his friend and his girl over to the fucking house to eat. It's a big fucking difference. It's a big fucking difference. I'm just putting this shit on, and if I fucking line, drop the call. Drop your fucking calls now. Drop that shit now.
No, thank you. Won't do it. You ain't lying. He's not lying.
Drop that cake.
What'd he say? Well, no, what'd you say?
Drop that cake, you said.
What'd he
no,
say?
No.
That's right. Don't drop that cake.
Don't drop that shit. I'm just saying. I see what he's saying in this shit. I see this shit.
Amen.
Do y'all see what he's saying here? I'll tell you, the more you read some shit over and over again, you are not supposed to see it the same goddamn way. The same way a nigga watched a movie. And if you don't, you will to the second time, nigga, you supposed to see something different. And you watch that shit the third time, nigga, you supposed to see something different then again. Every time I read this shit, I see some different shit.
This is Queen Vita from Memphis 10, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
Hey, this is Wing Chun of the TWS Archangels, and you're listening to WGAG Radio. What up, this Young Mayhem, and you tune in to WGAG Radio.
This is Yusuf L. with Private Side Solutions, and you're listening to WGAG Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, this is Kate. Mama, listen to WGAG Radio.
Hi, this is Denise from Las Vegas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
This is The Beard out of North Carolina. I tune in to the Don Nicolione Show, WGAG Radio.
Yeah, what up? It's the God, Sai Ken Ra, WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Hi, this is Minesweeper from Houston, Texas, and you're listening to WGAG Radio.
What up, people? This is Ja Elohim Bey from Tennessee, and you are listening to WGAG Radio.
What they do, this humble, live, MIA, you now tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show on WGAG Radio, nigga.
This is 50 and retired, just outside of Chicago, and we listen to the Don Nicolione Show on WGAG Radio.
Hi, my name is Juana Braxton, and of course I'm chilling with my girl, Don Nicolione.
Hi, I'm Dr. Heavenly Times from Mary DeMedicis, and I'm with Don Nicolione.
I'm Renee Lawless, Catherine Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and The Have-Nots, right here on the Don Nicolione Show.
Hola, me llamo Tiana. To escuchar WGAG Radio.
This is Arrested Development, and we want to shout out WGAG Radio.
Right,
hey,
what's up, everybody? It's Dondria Nicole, and you're checking out WGAG Radio.
It's your boy Jahan Jones with WGAG Radio.
Hello everybody, it's your girl Demetria McKinney letting you know that I am hanging out with WGAG Radio.
Hi, we're Escape.
And you know we're kicking it with WGAG Radio.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Brack.
And I'm Trina Braxton from Braxton Gummy Values, and you are rocking it with WGAG Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupree, and I'm chilling with WGAG Radio. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ashley Love Mills, and I'm here with WGAG Radio.
Yo, this is Larez Tate, and I love you.
What's happening, y'all? This is Ed Lover. You're listening to WGAG Radio. That's right. Keep it locked right here.
This your boy Tony calling from Mempo 10-0.
Yeah, yeah, man.
WGAG motherfucking radio. Shout out to Don Nicolione, the producer, the engineer, the creator, the inception maker. God damn it. The bitch walk a nigga from behind the 8-ball through the circle of time and deep in the reservoir of your motherfucking mind. And so if you don't fuck with the Don and you don't fuck with WGAG, you're probably brain dead.
The key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don Nicole Young Show.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for. The one that you've been waiting to hear. The one that calls the call that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Don Nicole Young.
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all, and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Balloon.
And welcome to the Don Nicole Young Show. Got Doggett. Hope y'all enjoyed that first hour. That show is dated. What is the date? January 23rd, 2014. Behind the Nine Ball with Don Nicole Young. Count three, welfare and unemployment. It's the Don Nicole Young Show, baby. We do it 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio. Please believe it, man. Great day once again to everybody that's tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. Much love, blessings, prosperity, health, and protection to you and your family as always, those that you love, actually. You know, just only to those that you love. I send that out to whoever, you know, you really love and care about. But anyway, yeah, and we do it Monday through Friday, baby. Special shout-out to all my peoples on the call lines. You need to call in number. Call in number is 425-569-5274 or 515-605-9828. Hit the one button if you want to talk to us today. Great day, sweet old shoes. As soon as I receive that, like, yeah, man. Much love, prosperity, blessings, health, and protection. It's only the people you love. Only the people, not just all the people you might know, but only the people you care and love, and you want to goddamn, you know, rock with them all the way up to the top and then continue on past the top to the tippity top of the top. To this nine, to the ninth power, nine type top. Like, other than that, man, hey, you know, hey, that's just what it is. Great day to everybody over there in the after party, man. That's our 24-hour voice-activated chat room on paltalk.com. Just install it on your phone or download it on your computer and, boom, type in the search, the after party, and you'll find it there. You will see it. Great day from the bottom to the top. Once again, Sweet O'Shun, great day to you, baby. Special shout-out to my girl, Sister X, Zena, in the building. Great day, Zena. Got to show some love to my man, Self Guided. What up, Self Guided? Great day, newbie, Rock Week 9. Always an honor and a pleasure, man, to see my boys in the building. Special shout-out to Nekbet, the Vulture Goddess in the building. Both your goddess on that end. Great day, She Doc, Awana. Good to see you, baby. Awana, sorry. The E is silent and the U is pronounced Awana Shanae Nay. Awana Shanae. Great day, Awana. A special shout out to my man, Bingy D, man, rocking with us forever. Hope all is well with you, man. Great day to everybody over there on Lockdown Radio again. That's one word, Lockdown Radio again. Again, Lockdown Radio again. A-G-A-I-N, all one word, no spaces in it. We on YouTube. Special shout out to y'all. Much love, prosperity, and protection, and blessings, and health, and all that shit to you and your family. Because I think that shit is important, man. That's really That's really what us niggas be wanting, prosperity, blessings, health, protection. That's it. That's all we want right now. Prosperity, health, blessings, and protection. That's it. Fuck that. You feel me? You know, that's it. God damn it. Great day, John Adania and Big Kitty in the building. Special shout out to y'all. I see you, baby. Hope all is well with y'all. Much blessings, prosperity, and protection to you and your family. Amen. That means us, like, you know, you get it? You know what I'm saying? You know, because nobody actually says that to me. Like, same to you, Don. Much blessings and health and prosperity and protecting your family, bitch. Same to you. But, you know, hey, it's all good. It is what it is, though. I got something for you. I really wanted to wait on Ethereum until that retarded motherfucker get here, but he ain't going to get here until later on. So, anyway, y'all give me a minute. This is Hump Day, and guess what? It's Wednesday. It's Hot Damn Politics tonight at 9 p.m., hosted by Nimrod, also known as Nefertiti, Surviving the Game. So make sure y'all be in the building tonight at 9 p.m. for some Hot Damn Politics. We put that shit on everything. All right? Still rocking with that Hot Damn Politics and shit. You feel me? Look here. I'm so mad at my goddamn self, because sometimes myself be so futuristic with this shit. I'm about to find this fucking post, Nick Bet. I'm about to go to Facebook right now and find this post that Don told these motherfuckers what was coming next. I got to type in the search. How do I find the search of my shit? How do you find the search of your shit, Nicole? How do I search for my shit? There's a search button some goddamn well. When you want to find your goddamn post, how do you find your motherfucking post, Nicole? It was here. At one point, they had a little button. You can find it. Hold on. Let me just go here then. Let me see. Smallpox. Donna Colleon said it, motherfucker. Donna Colleon goddamn claimed that shit. That Donna Colleon shit right there. Donna Colleon, smallpox. Smallpox. See all seen posts for Donna Colleon, smallpox. Let me see. Smallpox. Okay. All right, they hate it. It's all the way back to 20. I'm going to find that bitch, but the moral of the story is Don Nicoleon posted. Oh, my bad. I spelled smallpox wrong. Smallpox is one fucking word, boys and girls. Hold on, goddamn it. Let refresh that shit. Hold on, still did it wrong. Hold on, I'm about to fucking get it. Y'all shouted, Don said that shit was coming to the fucking kids. Don said that shit. Let me see, smallpox. Oh, there it is. Wait a minute now. See, this is some redundant shit. I didn't know Don posted this in 2018. Group could be building a deadlier form of smallpox in a lab, and people are always hopping on planes, making it possible for a disease to reach a new continent. This is 2018, July 17, 2018, Don posted on Facebook, smallpox. Got it? But that ain't the one I'm looking for. Don is looking for the one she posted. Smallpox. I'm looking for the one that that she posted, and she said something like, be on the lookout for smallpox. They're going to tell you your children got smallpox. You know what I'm saying? So that way you can rush and get your babies vaccinated. You got it? It's some shit like that. I'm going to find it. I swear I'm going to fucking find that bitch. I'm going to find that smallpox post. Recent post. Post you've seen, hold on, yeah, let me go on that one. Cigarette pilot heads up. No, I need the motherfucking smallpox. Damn, how do you find? All right, anyway, the moral of the story is, boys and girls, Don mentioned it, 2018, it came by way of Business Insider, giving everybody a heads up, they got smallpox coming. Now, let me take it slow. That's 2018, all right? They mentioned smallpox was coming. That's 18, right? Boom. COVID-19, boom. Now you're in COVID-20. Now you're in COVID-20 fucking one, right? Fuck Facebook has deactivated my, okay. So it's up there somewhere. But anyway, it's not there. It's not there. Damn, I got to find that smallpox. But anyway, so the moral of the story is I got to stay focused. But the moral of the story is, right, all right, Business Insider. Okay, let's connect these dots real quick, people. Business Insider, 2018, July, if I'm not mistaken. Don posted it. Smallpox was coming, right? Boom. So I started tracking this whole little smallpox myth. No, Doc Mechanic. We call her She-Doc, Don. I mean, yeah, Adonis. We call her She-Doc. Yeah, she's She-Doc. Doc is Doc, and she's She-Doc. Well, I made that name She-Doc for her, so I didn't want people thinking that I'm talking to Doc. I'm talking to She-Doc. So I say call her. Been calling her She-Doc for the past 10, 15 years and shit. Anyway, okay, so let's do it this way. All right, let me start over. Business Insider, boom. Don Nicoleon posted it, 18, July 2018. Boom, smallpox, boom. This year, I think it's about 2-3 months ago. If I'm not mistaken, I had to be in this place that I'm in right now. And said, be on the lookout. They're going to tell you that it's going to be an outbreak in fucking smallpox. On your children, some shit like that, Sweet Oshun, on your children, all right? So, now, I played Bill Gates Tuesday, Wednesday. So last week I played Bill Gates talking about he got some shit coming, right? Another goddamn pandemic is coming, right? Okay, and he literally said smallpox. But let me go first. He literally said smallpox. But, motherfucker, these motherfuckers had this shit already in the making, right? You got to have it already in the making, right? How you know, bruh? So, anyway, here's what's going on now. I'm going to take my time. Here's what's going on right now, and I said your fucking kids. I said your children. Because remember now, the issue is, and wish they know, because these motherfuckers got a time machine, too, Adonia. These niggas got a time machine, too. They already knew that people will have an issue with what? Vaccinating their babies. They already knew that shit. They got a fucking time machine. They already knew people like, hell no, I'm not giving our baby that shit. All right, boom, dropped it off on the children. Dropped it right off on the children, right? And this show going to get taken down, and we're going to have to find somewhere else to go in a minute. I don't give a fuck today. On YouTube, they're going to terminate the whole fucking page for this one. I don't give a fuck. Okay, so what they did was they fucking knew that people were going to be reluctant to give their children the vaccine, right? Right, right. They already gave a heads up, 2018, smallpox. I said smallpox was coming a month ago on Facebook to the fucking kids. I followed it. As a matter of fact, I even quoted Pfizer. Pfizer said it's going to be an outbreak on fucking smallpox on your kids, right? On your children. Yeah, same children, right? Same one. Nobody don't want to vaccine their babies with. Well, now they got some for your children that are designed to go after your babies, so you ain't got no choice but to go into a fucking frenzy, a panic mode a panic demic and get that shit. So anyway, a week after globalist Bill Gates warned of smallpox terrorism, because remember I told y'all I played Bill Gates last week, right? This motherfucker here, smallpox terrorism. Vials of smallpox were found in a Merck research facility in Pennsylvania. The FBI seized 15 suspicious vials, five labeled smallpox. Can you follow it? This is Merck now. Who is Merck? Remember Donna Colleone said 2 weeks ago, oh, this is a beauty contest. They're having a fucking beauty contest on with Pfizer, Moderna, and fucking Merck. Johnson & Johnson is out, by the way. They're out. They're not the runner-up. They're out. They're out. And here it is. Listen to this. Right? Vials of smallpox. FBI seized 15 suspicious vials from Merck Lab, yo. This is, follow it closely, right? This is some wild-ass shit. Can you see it? Can y'all see it? Do I have to spare this shit out to you motherfuckers? Can y'all put it together? 2018, let's do it again. 2018, Business Insider, Donna Colleone posted, smallpox coming, motherfuckers, right? 2019, COVID. 2020, COVID. 2021, last week, the week of November the 12th or whatever, all the way to right now, Bill Gates said smallpox terrorism. Follow it. Last week, Bill Gates says smallpox terrorism, boys and girls. Oh, so where is the terrorists at? They at Merck Lab, y'all. They at Merck Research Facility in Pennsylvania. That's where they at. Go bust them. The terrorist is Merck Research Facility in Pennsylvania. They got vials of smallpox. So the FBI kicked in the door, seized 15 suspicious vials, five labeled smallpox, and sent them to the CDC for analysis. Okay? Now, smallpox is an extremely contagious and deadly virus for which there is no known cure. The virus was eradicated from Earth in 1980, destroyed. You can just, damn, you can destroy a virus where it just never showed the fuck back up. You can just, no cure for it, but you can goddamn eradicate that motherfucker. You just get rid of it. Just get out, get out. Get your ass out of Earth. Done with you. Okay, we'll go somewhere else. Go to Pluto. So you can just get rid, I mean, you can just, like, how the fuck, like, this is amazing, right? Wow, these people got some special powers. So anyway, smallpox is an extremely contagious, deadly virus for which there is no known cure. The virus was eradicated from Earth in 1990. 15 million people were infected every year, and 30% of those infected died, okay? Smallpox has proven to be one of the most devastating diseases to mankind. I thought it was the bubonic plague. In June, this is November, June was some months ago, the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug to treat smallpox. Oh, it's back. That's June. Even though smallpox is what? Eradicated. So you came up with a drug already ready, FDA, to treat something that left the planet Earth in 1980? Yeah. This is some TV shit here. There's some TV shit here, yo. This is a fucking movie, man. This is a goddamn movie. Anyway, so government and health agencies keep samples of smallpox virus for research purposes. I thought you eradicated the virus from the earth in 1980. So you still got it, so you can use it. Still got it so you can use it. What the fuck, for research purpose, for what? If you know how to get rid of some shit, you don't need no research. Your research is complete. You fucking banned it. You terminated this virus off the fucking planet Earth. So how much research do you have to fucking do if it's been gone off the planet Earth for mother since 1980? That's like preventing a nuke from going off or stopping an atomic bomb from happening. Like, you know, like, it's just like, oh, my God. All right. So be on the lookout for smallpox, y'all. They ain't finished with you motherfuckers. I'm telling you that now. They ain't finished. They ain't fucking finished. They ain't finished. They ain't finished. Now, remember Merck Lab I just mentioned? The FBI, the CDC, investigating vials marked smallpox found in Merck Lab. Bill Gates said it, the next pandemic will be smallpox. Really? So, back to this. The 15 questionable vials were found inside a Merck facility freezer in a Pennsylvania vaccine research facility. But didn't they say that the CDC and all of them were also keeping the damn vials of smallpox for research? Merck can't have it, though. An alert was sent to the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday night. That was last night, boys and girls, indicating that five other vials were labeled smallpox and 10 as vaccinia. Okay? It's according to Yahoo News. Bill Gates warned the next pandemic would be smallpox. So did I, and so did Business Insider. Okay? And, of course, the FDA was already having goddamn vials of smallpox working on the vaccine. I don't know what the fuck. In July, the FDA approved this shit. In July, y'all already knew this shit. FDA approved some shit for smallpox in July. This June just passed. June what, Don? June 2021. Connect the dots. So anyway, they get an alert. Alert was sent to the Department of Homeland Security last night, indicating that five of the vials were labeled smallpox and 10 as vaccinia, right? So Bill Gates warned that the next pandemic would be what? Smallpox, really. And in a statement to CNN, the CDC said, there is no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. But for the record, boys and girls, I was on Pfizer protocol. That's how Don knew that they were getting ready to set it up where smallpox is coming. I'll be fucking with Pfizer. Got to keep an eye on these motherfuckers. They got a website. They had came out with a protocol. And they said that the fucking kids are going to get goddamn smallpox. So I alerted everybody that your children going to fuck around and get fucking smallpox according to goddamn Pfizer. So, okay, you got it. This is Pfizer. This is today. This is this year. This was 2 months of motherfucking go. Well, it was 2 months ago, Don. Well, we in November. Last month was October. So it had to have been September or August, but who would have known that the FDA approved a fucking smallpox fucking drug in goddamn June? And who would have known that Business Insider would talked about, would let everybody give everybody a heads up that the smallpox is coming, and that was in 2018 in July. Connect the fucking dots. Connect the dots, boys and girls. You see this shit? Y'all see this shit? Anyway, let me continue. All right? So, here it is. The CDC gonna say there's no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. Now, you already know smallpox, deadly virus, highly contagious, was eradicated from Earth in 1980. I want y'all to keep an eye on this shit, boys and girls. Oh, one more thing. By comparison, the COVID-19 virus kills less than 1% of those who are infected. They just want to let you know that there's a difference. Smallpox kills 30% of motherfuckers that's infected. But the virus, 19, kills less than 1% of those that are infected. So be on the lookout for smallpox. Okay? Be on the lookout for smallpox. Just got to tell you that. I mean, I was telling y'all that 2 months ago. Be on the lookout for smallpox. Pfizer said it, man. It's coming for your kids. So there it is right there. Coming for little children. Since you motherfuckers won't goddamn get them vaccinated with the COVID-19 virus vaccination. So fuck it. Smallpox. Let it go. Smallpox, y'all going to be running to get that vaccine. Now, you going to be dragging your babies all up and down that motherfucking goddamn health department and get that shit. That goddamn smallpox coming. Okay, so, it's actually here. So anyway, do y'all know the actor Raymond Dunbar? Look at him. Look him up. He's a black guy. Actor Raymond Dunbar. He play in TV series. He's a black guy. I can't tell you what, because I don't be keeping up on this nigga here. He ain't nobody really special. But look him up. Rockmond, R-O-C-K-M-O-N-D, Dunbar. This nigga quit working. He quit. Quit a popular TV series. Have no idea what popular TV series it is. Over the Biden administration COVID-19 mRNA vaccine mandates. This black guy said, fuck you. Yeah, he was in the original 9-1-1 cast member. He quit the Fox drama series after his request for religious and medical exemptions were denied. So Disney TV Studios subsidiary 20th Television requires all actors and crew to be vaccinated. Now, this is according to Deadline.com. Rockmond Dunbar, character, actor, requested a medical exemption and later sought a religious exemption. Both were denied by Disney TV Studios. Now, according to insiders, Dunbar is not an anti-vaxxer, but he declined to get the vaccines based on the exemptions he presented. Other celebrities who departed TV shows or movies, including Black Panther actress Letitia Wright, who left America after suffering an injury on the set of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. They was working on that, Wakanda Forever. Yeah, remember her? Yeah, Letitia. And all the black actors jumped on her when she was, and basically kicked out of Twitter. Letitia, you know the one. She played the sister of Hakeem, whatever the fuck the Black Panther name is. What Black Panther name is? That's not one of my favorite Marvels. What's the, what's that nigga name? Hakeem? Hakeem. Give me a minute. Hakeem. You bring this savage man. Hakeem. Oh, what a beautiful day in Zamunda. Some old shit. T'Challa. Thank you, baby. No, their name ain't no T'Challa, is it? Their name T'Challa. You can tell Don ain't never interested in no nigga shit. Look, and I'm a Marvel Comics goddamn ride or die bitch all day. And you tell you shit about that goddamn nigga ass Black Panther. Can't tell you a nigga, and I can tell y'all the rest. I can tell y'all the other superhero name. They are regular ass human names and shit. Okay, T'Challa. Mm-hmm. His sister, yeah. She's a great actress, too, by the way, and she has every right. When you know you great, you can say, fuck you. Did you know that? When you know you great, you can say, fuck you. When you know you're not great, you say, okay, so you want me to take this? You want me to get this shot to keep my job? Yeah, but when you know you great, you can say, fuck you. Fuck you. You know who the fuck you are? You tell a motherfucker, fuck you. The fuck? Anyway, Letitia Wright, she left after suffering an injury on the set of Black Panther Wakanda Forever. She sparked controversy by sharing an anti-vaccination video. That's what happened. She shared an anti-vaccination video on social media. And since then, she deleted her Twitter page. And the production of Black Panther Wakanda Forever was temporarily shut down in Atlanta after Letitia Wright, who lives in London, was denied re-entry into the U.S. because she is unvaccinated. Beautiful, right? What up, First Eye Vision? That tickle you. Oh, well, y'all about to lose some niggas. They losing niggas now. You know that, right? What's that black guy that won't get that bullshit in basketball? They just losing niggas. Niggas is like, fuck no. The fuck you take me for? You are, what? His name Kyrie? They his name, nigga bet. Kyrie like, fuck y'all. Oh, my God. This is the first time we get to see niggas walking away from Mr. Whitey, man. Walking away literally from the slave plantation, man. Ain't it like, fuck you. Fuck you. Ain't no way in hell, boy. Niggas ain't playing. You can treat a nigga like shit on the plantation. They'll come back first thing in the morning, get back to work and shit. You got these basketball niggas breaking bones, legs, elbows, brains, all types of shit. One nigga, remember that one basketball nigga? His leg turned to mush on the court. That shit just bent backwards and shit. That nigga couldn't wait to fix his goddamn leg and go right back to Mr. White Man Plantation and play some ball. But this shit, him, you trying to inject a nigga? You want to inject a nigga, mister? Hell no. Hell no. Trying to inject the nigga, we quit. Fuck you. Niggas get in car accidents on their way to fucking work, man. They get speeding tickets on their way to a plantation. Goddamn niggas get be sick, still going to work. But this shit here showing a nigga is saying enough is enough, motherfucker. That's what niggas is saying. Hell nah. Hell nah. Niggas saying hell nah. The Negro woman and the Negro man is saying hell no. Amazing. Not all of them, but just some of them. You know what I'm saying? They saying hell nah. Fuck you. Mm-mm. All money ain't good money, baby. All money ain't good money. This is where the Negro woman and the Negro man draws the motherfucking line. This is where they draw the line right here. This shit. I'll break my back for you, Mr. Whitey, but I'll be damned. If you goddamn inject me with some shit, that's some nigga shit right there. I leave my family for your ass, Mr. Whitey, but God damn it, this is where you draw the fuck. This is where the buck stops here. Amazing, right? Amazing. Niggas is not with you using them as no guinea pig for no shit. You can use them as a slave, but you ain't finna use them as no guinea pig no fucking more. You ain't finna use no nigga as no test dummy, motherfucker. Niggas don't play that shit. I'll be your slave all day, but I'll be damned to be your motherfucking lab rat. You got me fucked up. That's a nigga for you. That's some powerful shit there. That's beautiful. That's a great damn time, man. Great damn time. All right, so anyway. So, yeah, I knew Lalita. That's the end of that shit. Letitia, whatever her name. I knew that was going to be the end of that, baby. Like, shit. And Rahman Dunbar say, hell nah, fuck 911. This nigga quit. He's like, I'm not doing that shit. Y'all got me fucked up doing that shit. That right. Bring your ass over to Experience on Demand. Make your own movies and get paid, man. Dominique Mitchell is in place. Letitia, Rahman, whoever the fuck, whatever niggas, bring your ass over here to the juke joint. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them Arabs, Jews, and Germans, man. We got shit set up for you. Experience on Demand. You don't need them motherfuckers. This the problem. This is time for niggas to do their own shit. This ain't the time for a nigga to wake up and say, fuck that, I'm opening up my own film production company. Fuck that. Film my own movies. Write my own scripts. Act in my own shit. If this ain't the time, this is the fucking time. If it was never a time for a nigga to be independent, self-sufficient, to teach to each is what rap intended. But society wants to invade, so do not walk the path that they laid. It's self-destruction. If this is never the time is now. Time is now. Ain't that right, Sweet O'Shun? Time is now to say, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I need everybody to say it. Fuck you. This is it right here. This is it. This is a great and dreadful motherfucking day. Great for some, dreadful for others. Fuck you. God damn it. Shit. Fuck you. Ooh. Tell them crackers you ain't never scared. Fuck you. You can leave that motherfucker. You can leave them all, goddammit. Set your own shit up. This ain't nothing but the universe trying to help nappy-headed niggas. This is all, you know, the majority of nappy-headed niggas saying this is the work of God anyway. This is the work of God telling you get the fuck, get out of her, come out of her, my people. This is God saying, get the fuck out of that motherfucker. Get out of the beast belly. Get your ass up. Out of that motherfucker. It's time. It's time. And cut that motherfucker from the inside out. Shred that nigga bowels. And get the fuck out of the beast bowels. Motherfucker. This is time. This is it right here. There ain't never been a time. This is a time. Now niggas is getting their babies out of the school and shit. This is, hey, if this wasn't a time, then it's certainly a time now. Get your whole family up out of this sick, fucked up, sick shit. Get out of it. It's a beautiful damn time, boys and girls. I just want to tell you it's real beautiful. Don't look at it as bad, man. The universe trying to tell you something, baby. About to destroy them all in any goddamn way. Get up out of that bitch. They're going to take some motherfuckers with them, but they ain't finna take you and your family with them. It's going to be some niggas already going to stay there. You going to stay in the bowels of this beast? Yeah. You leave that motherfucker. All right. So, that's that. That's your little Pfizer. Not your Pfizer, but your Merck Labs, your smallpox, your actors. Oh, shit. Oh, I got some unclockable tranny shit. Y'all want to see it? I'll let y'all niggas see it on what's her name? let me show my cam. I'll let y'all see it on in the after party. I'm Oh, shit. I got to open this up for y'all to see it. Let y'all see this unclockable training. I got to open up this thing so you guys can see it on After Party. Everybody on YouTube, you would not be able to see it, but you can pull up their name and you can see it for yourself. Give me a second. I got to turn this, this screening page on. Give me a sec. I'm going to turn it on and let y'all see this unclockable training. You ready to see this? Yeah, unclockable means you don't know. You think it's a male. You think it's a female. Unclockable, you ain't going to fucking know. You hear me? Unclockable. That's what it's called. Unclockable. You ready? How long? My screen loading right now so I can set it up for y'all. Let y'all see it in, what's that place called? After Party. Everybody else, you can just actually Google. An actor by the name of Brian Michael Smith was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Brian Michael Smith. Okay? Now, People Magazine named actor Paul Rudd as the sexiest man alive. But critics complain that the top honor should have gone to a black man. Get it? As a consolation prize, People Magazine also published the 25 sexiest men you can watch on TV. Now, the list and Brian Michael Smith, who played Paul Strickland on 911, Lone Star, made the cut. Brian Michael Smith. But boys and girls, Brian Michael Smith is biologically a female. Now go look at my cam. This is a female. So how many of y'all watched 911 and was like, ooh, I like that. I like that black man. Well, guess what, bitches? This black man is a motherfucking XX chromosome. This bitch ain't missing 2.8% of mitochondrial DNA. This bitch has ovaries. Okay. Do you see it in the back? Can you see it? Can y'all see it? Can y'all see it? I will show you niggas on YouTube, but I'm a lazy bitch. I don't feel like getting up and showing y'all this picture. Gotta go to another computer. You see it? Uh-huh. Brian Michael Smith. I don't watch 911. And this motherfucker here is listed as the 25 sexiest men you can watch on TV now list. Okay? And this is Brian Michael. Look at him now. This is Brian Michael Twitter, Instagram. Look at this nigga here. Y'all see this motherfucker? You know what? Let me let you niggas on YouTube see this shit. I gotta let you niggas on YouTube see this shit. Okay, fine. I'll let you niggas see this. I'll go to this computer here and let y'all niggas see this shit on. Sometimes y'all need to take y'all ass to the after party, baby. Let me find that motherfucker. Where he at? Strange. Ooh, I can't find him. I can't find this motherfucker now, baby. I can't find this nigga. Oh, there you go. All right, I'm going to let y'all see it on YouTube, okay? All right, don't say I never did nothing for y'all, motherfuckers. All right, there you go right there for you YouTubers. Can you see? All right. Brian Michael Smith, boys and girls. Born female. You see this nigga? See this, born fucking, man, what the fuck, look, y'all see this motherfucker? Y'all see this motherfucker? Tell me y'all see this motherfucker. Huh? Do y'all see him? Y'all see him? You see this nigga? Y'all see him? Patrice, can you see him? Y'all see him? You see him? Great day, Patrice. Born female, baby. Look at this nigga. Nigga fine as fuck, ain't it? Nigga built. Y'all see it? Tell me y'all see it. You see it? You see it? Y'all niggas see this shit. Anyway, I want to see that surgery too. Here's a clip. I'll let y'all. I'll show a little clip. This showing that Paul exists and he likes to read. Now this is 911. Now this is he plays a. I don't know what the fuck that is. A 911 film. Y'all see this motherfucker? Patricia, see this motherfucker? You see this? Oh, shit. Let me read some of this shit. Let me read some of this shit real quick. Smith was born a biological female, was ecstatic to be honored, and says, Smith says, I've been called many things. This is a first. Incredibly honored to be included in this list with so many actors I admire. Born female, shouted. Look. Yeah, you see the bitch in them, but you can see the bitch in all men. So it's kind of difficult. You feel me? There ain't but 2.8% mitochondria taking out the X, which is still an X. So, anyway, there's some more pictures of them right there. You know, with a little dog. Look at her. Look at her. See this shit? Oh, my bad. Y'all gotta go on YouTube and see this shit. Somebody said, am I the only one that wants to know what that thing looked like? another female said, so am I the only one who wants to see the female pigs? Yeah, I would like to see this bitch before she wanted to be a man. I would, too. I would like to see this shit. All right, let me play this little thing right here for you guys. Look, I don't know. It's a video. It's a video. I'll play it. Give me a second. Yeah, give me a second. I'm about to play it. Give me a second. I'm about to play it. Hold up. Give me a second. I'm about to see the little clip for y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Little clip. Is there anything about a clip? Okay, here it is. Let me play the clip for y'all, and then we're going to move on. Give y'all some mind book, because then I got to get the fuck out of here. Okay, here we go.
We just exist. And so if we could just spend as much time as we can just showing that Paul exists, and he likes to read, and he enjoys this, and he plays video games and so-and-so, and he's really good at his job. And then when it comes up, it comes up. That is the biggest gift we can give to these people who are not of the trans experience and are either concerned about a loved one or have all of these sort of built-in ideas that aren't really based on anything real. If nothing else happens to me for the rest of my life, like, I'm happy because I was able to use all of the stuff that was negative or, like, that was difficult and all the struggles in my life to help not only myself but to help other people. People that I've met, people that I won't even meet, you know, even if it's somebody who doesn't even know, doesn't ever reach out, there's somebody I know who, like, can turn on the TV and be like, I'm not the only one. It's not just me, and there's a future for me. I can see a future for myself.
What the fuck? Let me do that again. What the fuck? Hold up.
Just showing that Paul exists. We just exist. And so if we could just spend as much time as we can just showing that Paul exists and he likes to read and he enjoys this and he plays video games and so-and-so and he's really good at his job. And then when it comes up, it comes up. That is the biggest gift we could give to these people who are not of the trans experience and are either concerned about a loved one or have all of these sort of built-in ideas that aren't really based on anything real. if nothing else happens to me for the rest of my life, like, I'm happy because I was able to.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Is this motherfucker? Wait a minute. I'm sorry, y'all. I am really freaking confused right now. Wait. Oh, yeah. That's a fucking female. Okay. That's a female. Okay. All right, so I get it. Michael Bryan, is talking about the character, Paul, that she plays. Ooh, you got to say this shit right. That she plays on the TV series 9-9-1-1. I got to take this shit slow, man. I got to fucking like, oh, my goodness. I should have stayed on Merck and the smallpox, man. I shouldn't have never went to this shit here. Good God, I don't even know what's most deadliest. What is the most dangerous shit out there? Like, the fuck? I'm like, get me out of this planet. I don't want to be here anymore. This is so fucking confusing. Oh my God. If it walks like a duck, quack like a duck, it may not even be a goddamn duck, motherfucker. Oh. Well, are we pleased? Wake us up from this goddamn nightmare. Y'all talking about American dream. It's a goddamn nightmare like a motherfucker. Y'all got smallpox that's been eradicated off the fucking planet Earth, but y'all got this motherfucker sitting in the refrigerator in the kitchen. In the kitchen and the refrigerator on the shelf in the kitchen so goddamn well. Y'all motherfuckers, hey, y'all got these motherfuckers walking around this bitch. Black as fuck, fine little motherfucker with a dick print, but it's a bitch. It's a bitch. Y'all got me confused, little motherfucker. I gotta get the fuck up out this motherfucking planet. Swing low. Sweet chariot, stop and let me ride, goddammit. Get me the fuck off this motherfucker. Oh, why I gotta be a Wednesday, too? It's one of the most horrible days of the week is fucking Wednesday. Nobody wants to do nothing anyway on a fucking Wednesday. It's fucking retarded. I hate your fucking Wednesday. Get me off this fucking planet. Can't take it no more. This is too much. Look at this nigga bitch here. Y'all see my screen. Look at this nigga bitch here. This is so motherfucker. Why? I don't. I want to know why. Why you do that? Why did you do this shit to yourself? Why did you do it? What was it? Why? And you know a bitch lying like a motherfucker if this bitch talking about she always wanted to be a man. Bitch, you have a double X. There is no always want to be. There is no always want to be. You know what I'm saying? Now, for a man, for males, they'd be like, I don't know. I just felt like, you know what I'm saying? It was a woman trapped inside of me and I had to fucking just release her. I understand because you still a bitch. You still a double X chromosome. You just missing 2.8% in one of the X's. I understand. But don't no bitch like really like, you know, I just, matter of fact, I don't even know what the fuck I'm tripping. While I'm having this moment, twank sister is a fucking man now. So I don't even know why the fuck. I just remember I got over that shit. Twank sister named Brian, Brandon, Billy, Bob, or some shit. Butch. I forgot this whole name, her new name. Her twink sister name is like Jerrica, Vanessa, Keisha. But this bitch changed her name to like Leroy, Tyrone, Dante, some old shit. I have no fucking idea. Like, I'm fucking confused. God damn it. The singer Sade daughter is a man now. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. So let me ask a question. You, about time, Ethereum. I've been waiting on your monkey ass to get here, bruh. Be up all fucking night coming in this bitch late. Look here. I got a question for you boys and girls. Damn, it's gone. Oh, so can I ask, so do you think, so what do they prefer? Like once, you know, like let's say, well, we know Twank's sister, Bob Dylan, whatever the fuck her name is now, she got a female. She married to a female, Bob Dante Tyrone. This bitch got a female. So I'm asking, do you think Michael Bryan, this motherfucker here, you think it is married to a female or is married to a man, or what the fuck y'all think this bitch? Because it looks like it has a wedding ring, a wedding band at that. It's the man. Because it got the band. It don't have a diamond ring. And I saw it on the little clip I played. So, obviously, do you think it's got a woman? They got a female? I wouldn't be surprised if it got a white woman. You think a black bitch would put up? Well, never mind, because Twink's sister, black bitch, calls herself Dante, Thomas, Denzel, Lawrence Fishburne, shit, whatever the fuck she name herself. But she's black and got a black woman, so yeah. So it really doesn't matter, right? Really doesn't matter, right, Nick? What a woman. I know men fall for anything, but would a woman accept some shit like that? Why would a woman accept some shit like that? I want to know, why would a female, if something ain't right with you, you know what I'm saying? There's no way. I don't give a fuck how fine a bitch turns herself to a fucking man. I don't give a fuck how much weight you lift, bitch. I don't give a fuck if they took all the meat from your thigh, bitch, and made the biggest dick on the fucking planet for your ass. Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. I prefer a bitch that's missing 2.8% mitochondria DNA. I prefer that. I don't prefer a bitch that got 200% goddamn mitochondria DNA and fucking ovaries with a big dick. I ain't fucking with you with that, girl. You done lost your motherfucking mind. Patrice says, you don't know who's who on the planet nowadays. Exactly. What the younger Don has been trying to convey for the past 10 years, 11 years, Don Nicoleon has been trying to convey that shit, Patrice, that you don't know who the fuck in the bed with you. You don't know what it really is. You understand? You don't know what it really is. You have no idea. You think if they truthful, yeah, you know. But if they not truthful, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I'm saying? It was niggas with crabs walking around fucking bitches, and they wouldn't even tell you that they had crabs. You understand? You get me? It was niggas walking around with gonorrhea and wouldn't even tell you they had gonorrhea. So you got motherfuckers now walking around not even telling you that they were born a fucking male or a fucking female, and you think they're a male or they're a fucking female. You got, come on now, think about this shit. You got niggas that was walking around wouldn't even tell you they were married, okay? You fucking a married goddamn man and don't even fucking know it. You think that's all your man and shit. He fucking, you got concealers walking around this planet for a long fucking time concealing everything. You know what I'm saying? And liars and deceivers. All that shit. Ugh. Oh, my God. I just can't believe this shit here, boy. I'm so done. This is another reason why I only desire white men. It's going to get you. It's going to hit you later. This is why I desire white men. You want to know why? If you've been listening to Don long enough. Because white men are already homosexuals and bitches, period. They the weakest of the motherfucking race. So, but when you got niggas, Negroes, male and female, done changed their fucking sex, you are confused. You have no idea what the fuck you looking at on TV, what you looking at on film, what you looking at on Sports Illustrated. You as a nigga don't know what you looking at. But me as a nigga, when I see a white boy, I see a white bitch. See, that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know, you know what I'm saying? You ain't nothing but old feminine-ass white bitch anyway with muscles. That's the difference. So I look at white men because I know what I'm looking at, a fucking feminine goddamn white bitch with muscles. Fine feminine-ass white bitch. Now, look at this black bitch on my goddamn screen. Y'all like that shit. Y'all would look at that shit and be like, ooh, that's nice looking. Ooh, wait, let me pull up the one with a bitch at the gym with a goddamn fake-ass torso showing, with a man torso. I'm going to let you see that. So you'll look at that motherfucker and believe that that's a goddamn man. You see? You'll look at that motherfucker right there and believe that that's a goddamn fucking black-ass man, fine black-ass man at a fucking boxing gym, and would be fucking deceived that he was born a fucking boy and not fucking know that that is a bitch with ovaries. That's a bitch. You know what ovaries is, people? That's a bitch with fucking ovaries. This is why I don't desire the black man. And that's why you niggas should desire the black woman, because you wouldn't know what the fuck you looking at. Goddamn, you don't want to lust over nothing black because you don't even know what black the fuck is right now. You don't want to be like, damn, that's a fine-ass motherfucker. That could be a goddamn man-born female or a female-born man, and you think you like black. You don't know what the fuck that shit is. But see, when I be looking at white folk, when I look at goddamn like Jason Statham, lure the nigga back. I know that's a bitch. Because that's a feminine-ass white race. And I know that's a dog-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's a fantasy. A little bit different. I fantasize. Ooh, that's a fine motherfucker there. But I know what you is. I know exactly what the fuck you is. I know your kind. I know where you came from. Came from Micah's. Came from Micah's, but you have certainly evolved into a goddamn interesting specimen. That's what I say when I see fine-ass white men on film. Now, when I see a goddamn black-ass nigga on film, I say, I don't know what the fuck that is. That could be a goddamn bitch. I wouldn't even fucking know. That's the first thing. I'm always going to do that to my own race because I ain't trying to be caught up in lusting over that shit. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to be caught. Look at this motherfucker. You see this? Look at my camera. Look at my fucking... Look at the fucking camera. Patrice said, I have no idea, man. Patrice is like, man, you don't know who's who on the fucking planet. Got to be careful around this bitch, man. Got to be careful. Got to keep your... You know, remember what they say. Believe none of what you hear and half of what the fuck you see. Because your eyes play tricks on you, shawty. You know, niggas ain't finna be up front with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is not finna be up front with you. So this is my third tranny bitch now. Because I know Ashley, a tranny. Don't make me pull up Ashley. Ashley's dick was wrapped around her goddamn thigh. She a goddamn male underdraws, underwear model. Ashley, with ovaries. Then there's Sean. I can't think of her last name, but this motherfucker is a trainer, a fitness trainer. Sean. Yeah, Ashley. Just type in Ashley the transgender model. You'll see her. Right? Yeah. And then there's Sean. Sean old black short-ass nigga bitch. Muscle-bound and a motherfucker and is a fitness trainer. That's another female. And in relationships with black women, too. Black women dating this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, which is why I wouldn't dare get my ass back out here in the field. I wouldn't dare let a man come nowhere near me because I don't know what the fuck he really is. But I do know scientifically what man is. But, I'm a girl. Ain't no way in hell I'm fucking with this shit. You hear me? Ain't no way in hell I am fucking with. I ain't fucking with none of this shit. You feel me? Ain't no way in hell. And besides, I'm not interested in men sexually. You know what I'm saying? I'm not interested in men sexually. So a bitch can't get me whether you got your thigh cut off to make you a ding-a-ling. You can't get me, bitch, because I ain't interested in you sexually. So I don't know what the fuck, you know. Nobody be able to get me sexually. You feel me? But a lot of niggas can get got and a lot of bitches can get got because, you know, a relationship, and it's fucked up, I got to say it, to the mind of these low-vibrating-ass mental garbage cans-ass humans. The foundation of a relationship is what? Sex. And love is sex to them. That's the foundation. You know what I'm saying? So, you feel me? That's the foundation, sex. And sex is love, and love is sex. You know what I'm saying? It's a sexual experience. You want to be with somebody you can have sex with anytime you fucking want, and you call it love. And you say, I love him. I love her. You know what I'm saying? You just got somebody that you can have sex with. So, you know, that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for, you know what I'm saying, someone that you could, capitalize off of. You feel me what I'm trying to say? You know, that could benefit you. You look for no benefit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't looking for no goddamn upliftment. You ain't looking for no goddamn, you know what I'm saying, a goddamn partner in crime. You know what I'm saying? You're looking for a partner in the bed, baby. So, anyway, so that's these fucking humans' mentality. And I'm getting the fuck about this bitch motherfucking page because this shit here is depressing. So, there it is there. There's another unclockable tranny plays in 911 TV series, female to male, black woman turned male. And look at this nigga here. Y'all see this motherfucker right here? This nigga playing Aquaman for Halloween. You feel me? And that must be his lady. Look at this. Oh, look at her dick print, Nick Bet. Oh, she got a dick print in those tight-ass Aquaman pants for Halloween. Look at the dick print. Is it a real dick? You think it's real? Hell no, the shit ain't goddamn real. Oh, Nibet, you can't see the dick print, can you? Girl, let me show you the dick print real quick. Hold on. Pull it up, show you the dick print. Give me 1 second. I got to find it now. Oh, is my camera still on? Nope. Damn, I turned it off. Sorry. Damn, it shut down. My bad. Oh, well, just go peep over there on YouTube real quick on Lockdown Radio and you see the dick print. You see, is that a real dick? That ain't no real dick. Ain't no such thing as a real dick, is it? No, it's not. But, God damn, I fucking can't even speak English. All right, I'm closing out of this shit. All right, so we're done. We're done with that, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the fucking planet Earth. Anybody want off this bitch besides me? It's time, goddamn. It's time to get off this motherfucker. They can have this shit. You hear me? They can have this shit show. God damn. Hey, But I'm not. It's a motherfucker when they start getting Negroes involved. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? It scares me. When they start getting Negroes involved in they fucking sickness, oof. They always had Negroes involved in their sickness since they civilized the goddamn beast man. You know what I'm saying? And Negroes, Negro woman, Negro man, Negro child has been involved in every aspect of the beast mentality, of his sickness, a disease. Sickness this motherfucker has, and it is so contagious, very contagious. I just don't like it when they get Negroes. I don't like it because technically I'm for an uprising for my Negro species, even though it's seven races in the Negroid species. Or seven species in the Negroid race. And I just believe that all Negroids, no matter what species you are of the Negroid race, you don't need to participate in none of this sick shit. Don't let them get you. Don't let them get you. Because once they get you, man, they get you, they're going to always have you. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's that. So it's kind of sad to see Twank's sister, you know, about to get surgery. She got call in and tell us real quick about this surgery. She saw a female to male. Well, something's going on. Understand? She saw a female to male. She saw a female to male sexual assignment surgery. Yeah, she saw a female to male sexual assignment surgery. Well, you seen it on YouTube. I used to watch that shit. I used to watch the male-to-female assignment surgery. Man, the shit that motherfuckers go through, man, this shit here is ridiculous. All right, so anyway, it's 2 o'clock. Let me give y'all some of this mind, and come on in, She-Doc. Tell us about this.
Mic check. Yeah, no, this was a video. I didn't see the actual in the room, but it was a video.
Right, you saw the video. What did you see?
Mm-hmm.
What did you see on the video? What was the video about?
Oh, it was just the video, the actual where they cut the meat, where they cut the stuff from, and where how they take part of a vein to make the tube inside,
the penis?
And yeah,
where they make the penis.
They make the urethra out of a vein. They take one of the veins that's got another counterpart and use the to make the urethra for the urine to come out.
Oh, this is for to make the urine come out the fake penis hole.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. So what do they do again?
They have to fill it with silicone and stuff. Back in the 80s, they used to put this pump in there for people that had erectile dysfunction before they had the blue pills.
Mm.
And they put some air balloon type thing.
What?
Silicone. Yeah, they have a little tube on the side so that they can hook up an air pump to it and pump it up with air, and then they have a valve to let the air back out to go let it make it go back down.
Wait. And you're saying in the 80s? Explain the surgery in the 80s. This is for females who want to be a male, right?
Actually, this was for males that couldn't get it up no more.
Oh, okay. We're not talking about that. So let's go back to the video that you saw then with the female to male assignment of surgery.
Yeah, they, well, you know, they have to cut the breast off. piss you out and stuff, and to cut some meat from the leg, and they cut a vein, and they put the vein inside so that, you know, to make a urethra so that connect with the bladder so that the water can come out all the way. And they just fashion it from like belly fat and from other parts, up from maybe the skin from the thigh and stuff, because it don't have no muscle, and they can't really make all of those blood vessels that would normally be in a real one.
Wait a minute, tell the wind to stop blowing. We can barely hear you. Tell the wind to stop blowing. We can't hear you.
I wish I could.
Yes, you can. You got the power. You make the wind stop. Go back to the to them getting it out the stomach.
Yeah, they use some fat from the belly. They use skin from the thigh. And it don't have no muscle. And the blood vessels that's in the natural one, they can't really copy that. So they have to use silicone.
So you say in the muscle of the dick, like the muscle, you know how the nigga had that veins in his dick?
Right. That those complicated web of blood vessels, it's too complicated for them to be able to actually copy
so that
and let that fill up with blood. Yeah, that's silicone.
Get the fuck out of here. God damn, that's silicone dick.
Mm-hmm. just like when women want bigger titties and stuff, they put silicone in there.
That's goddamn silicone dick, Charlie.
Yep.
So,
and air.
Got
an air pump for it to get it to extend.
How to get the air in there to get it to, for, oh, shit, hold on, girl. Let me take this shit slow.
Like if they wanted to extend and harden or whatever, they got to put air in it. It's like blowing up an air bed. You know how
so they got a fucking air machine in this female fake pieces? How does it get hard naturally? Like
blood vessels. The men got blood.
I ain't talking about men. I'm talking about these goddamn bitches walking around with their goddamn silicone dick.
Mm-hmm.
How does the dick get hard?
With air. Pump it up with. You ever seen them old fashioned perfume bottles with the thing that you squeeze
right.
to make the.
A penile pump.
It got one of them little squeeze.
Is it a penile pump?
It got a little air pump. Yep, you got to air pump it up with an air pump.
Wait a fucking minute, man. Get the fuck out.
And then it's
out.
Got a little valve to let the air out to let it back down.
Man, wait a fuck. Wait a minute. Let me get this shit straight. So, a bitch walking around this bitch. A female to male is walking around this bitch with a flat dick, and when they want the dick pumped up, they use a pump to get it hard. They pump it to get it hard.
Yeah, air pump. Mhm.
Is it inside the body or outside the body? Where's this fucking air pump at?
Oh, they have to attach it and pump it up.
Are you fucking kidding me? See, now, you ain't making up this shit as you go along.
It was originally for males who lost, you know, their ability to have an erection.
Until they created Viagra.
Yeah.
But Viagra wouldn't work on the bitch.
No, because she don't have the blood vessels to fill up.
Lord, so you mean to tell me So wait. So they got these hoes walking around this bitch, these female to males walking around this bitch with a pump in a book bag. And when they ready to fuck, they go in the bathroom and add air to
the
dick.
Pump it up first, yeah. That's right. They gotta go somewhere and pump it up first.
Are you? You don't fucking tell me no shit like that. She don't tell me. Please tell me you're making this shit up.
No, that old man was doing it back in the 80s. I saw a couple of people with them with the 80s, but they was old men that had lost their stuff and they put the air pumps in there for the, you know, they men with money back then, late 80s.
Okay, yeah. All right. What's the name, Newbie? Thank you, Newbie. I'm looking at, I should grab and let, I don't have, damn, fucking Facebook tripping on that other computer. Okay, mute your background real quick. Let me read this shit. How do I get it? How do I, how would I copy, because I got to let these folks on YouTube see this shit. Fucking, hold up. I gotta let y'all see this shit. I don't even know what the fuck to say now. This has really fucked up my Wednesday. Penile implants are devices placed inside the penis to allow men with erectile dysfunction to get an erection. Penile implants are typically recommended after other treatments for erectile dysfunction fails. Okay, it's a three-piece penile implant, but this is not what you're saying for women. Right, Shedoc? This is for a man who naturally have the blood vessel, this shit
yeah.
here. But for the female
yeah,
to male.
Little or whatever.
Yeah, but for female to male, you're saying that it's an external pump that they use to get it up.
Well, the implant would have to be there so that they could pump it. The implant would have to be there so that the pump would work.
Let me just ask goddamn Google, how does a female to male dick get hard? How does a female to male dick get hard? Oh, they not finna get it to me, is it? This is too much. This fucking AI don't know shit about what the fuck I just asked. How does a female to male dick get hard? What makes an erection happen and how penis? No, can female to male transgender have an erection? How does female to male surgery work? First, let me go to can female to male dick get hard? It is possible to get an erection with a clitoris or with a penis. Because they are homologous and have, oh my God, I don't even know why I'm reading this shit, and have similar form of fun, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes trans men want to have a larger penis. Wait, I skipped it. Let me just read it from the beginning. Fuck, I'm drained. Yes, it is possible to get an erection with a clitoris or with a penis because they are homologous and have a similar form and function. Therefore, female women can get erections as well as male men. They just aren't able to have penetrative sex with them because of the size. When a female-bodied person takes testosterone through hormone therapy, it causes the clitoris to increase several centimeters in size, which makes the erection more apparent. But some may still be too small to have penetrative sex with. Sometimes trans men want to have a larger penis than what grew while taking testosterone. If so, they can have sex reassignment surgery, metatoidioplasty, which increases the size of the penis. Metatarsoplasty makes the grown penis slightly longer and thicker, but still likely below average are compared to non-trans males. Phalloplasty takes skin from another part of the body and makes a penis-shaped tube to attach to the growing area. The phalloplasty penis is unable to get a natural erection since it is not made of erectile tissue.
Right.
Get your background real quick. To get an erection, trans men have to have erectile implants, like a stiff rod or a pump, which are usually used in non-trans males who have problems with impotency. So they is using the penile implants or the pump. Got it? It's the penile implant. So once...
Yeah.
Yeah, so they put the... So penile implants are devices placed inside the penis to allow men with erectile dysfunction to get an erection. Get your background, Shedot.
Okay.
Penile implants are typically recommended after other treatments, blah, blah, blah. There are two types of penile implants, semi-rigid and inflatable. That's the one you were talking about, semi-rigid and inflatable. Each type of penile implants works differently and has various pros and cons. The placement of penile implants requires surgery. Before choosing penile implants, make sure you understand what surgery involves, including possible risk complications and blah, blah, blah. Why is it done? For most men, erectile dysfunction can be successfully treated with medication or use of a penis pump. That's what she was talking about, a fucking penis pump. So that's what's in these bitches. Oh, my goodness. A penis pump, vacuum constriction device. That's what it's called, a vacuum constriction device, penis pump. You might consider penile implants if you aren't a candidate for other treatments, or you can get an erection sufficient for sexual activity by using other methods. Penile implants can also be used to treat severe cases of cut conditions that causes scarring inside the penis, leading the curve, painful erections, Peyronie's disease. Penile implants aren't for everyone. Your doctor, blah, 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 blah. You have inflatable implants. That's probably what the bitches have, right? Inflatable. Inflatable devices, the most common type of penile implant used, can be inflated to create an erection and deflated at other times. A three-piece inflatable implant use a fluid-filled reservoir implanted under the abdominal wall, a pump, and a release valve placed inside the scrotum, and two inflatable cylinders inside the fucking penis. Are you fucking kidding me? This is a goddamn car. You got fucking inflatable cylinders, bitches? You are willing to... Did you just hear this shit? A fluid-filled reservoir implanted under the abdominal wall, a pump and a release valve placed inside the scrotum, and two inflatable cylinders inside the fucking penis. To achieve an erection, you pump the fluid from the reservoir into the cylinders. Afterward, you release the valve inside the scrotum to drain the fluid back into the reservoir. The two-piece model works in a similar way, but the fluid reservoir is part of the pump implanted in the scrotum. You ready for the next one? semi-rigid rods. The semi-rigid devices are always firm. The penis can be bent away from the body for sexual activity and toward the body for concealment. A positionable penile implant is a semi-rigid device with a central series of segments held together with a spring on each end. A fucking spring. Boing, yoing, yoing, boing, 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 yoing, yoing, yoing. A spring goes boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, yoing, yoing. It can maintain upward and downward position. See? Boing, yoing, 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 boing, like a mattress spring. Boing, yoing, 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 boing. Or fucking, I forgot the little toy that kids used to jump on. Boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, yoing, yoing. So, it can maintain upward and downward positions better than other semi-rigid rods can. I cannot believe this shit. Other special designs can fit a shortened penis or one that's larger than average. Some inflatable penile implants are also available with antibiotic coatings, which might help reduce the risk of infection. Comparing implant types. When choosing which type of penile implant is right for you, sisters, consider your personal preference and your medical history. So you got the three-piece inflatable. Yeah, the pogo stick, Zena. Boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, 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 boing, yoing, yoing, yoing. Three-piece inflatable. The pros are this, sisters, those that are considering to get a dick. Create the three-piece inflatable, the pro is, creates the most natural rigid erection. So you're going to have to get the three-piece inflatable. I'm pretty sure that's expensive, ladies. The other pro is it provides flaccidity when deflated. It I can't. Why am I reading this shit? I can't believe bitches is getting this shit done to themselves. The cons in the three-piece inflatable has more parts that could malfunction, all shit, than does any other implant. And it requires a reservoir inside the abdomen. Now, your two-piece inflatable penile device for you bitches thinking about being a nigga provides, this provides flaccidity when deflated. The cons is it's mechanical, more complicated than a semi-rigid implant, and it provides less firm erection than does a three-piece implant. I can't believe this shit. I'm done. My head hurt. I need some water. I'm lightheaded. This was a lot. Ah, shit, I should have been drinking my goddamn... Oh, my goodness, my smoothie. Lord. I totally forgot about your smoothie. I'm done, y'all. I'm going to get out of this mind book and I'm going to get the fuck out of this bitch. Oh, my God, I can't believe this shit. Can you believe that this shit comes with a fucking reservoir cylinders? Reservoir fluid cylinders and shit? The fuck? What the fuck? This is too much. So that broad that we were looking at earlier, Michael Bryan on 911, we got to ask, I'm going to go on her Instagram page and ask her, what type of dick did you get? Did you get a fucking semi-rigid penile dick? Or did you get a goddamn, what's the other one, an inflatable? Did you get an inflatable implant or a semi-rigid rod? That's what I want to know. I'm going to ask Ashley, too, and Sean, what type of dick you got? What type of dick y'all went shopping for? Did you get an inflatable implant or a semi-rigid rod dick? Semi-rigid, baby. You got that semi-rigid. Oh, okay, that's what's up. Well, you know, semi-rigid ain't that bad, though, but it's a lot of cons to that. You feel me? You know, penis gets slightly rigid, you feel me, and it puts constant pressure on the inside, you know, which can cause you injury and can be difficult to conceal under clothes. the semi-rigid rod. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, man. What the fuck? I was raised that you leave well enough alone. That's how I was raised. Leave well enough alone. Anybody else? Any, you ever heard that saying? Anybody from the South? Gullah Geechee? Leave well enough alone. Leave well enough alone, honey. Leave that shit alone. Leave well enough alone. God dang, I can't believe this shit. All right. Well, you got bitches walking around with plastic ass and titties and shit. Now you got bitches walking around with a goddamn rigid semi-dicks, rigid rods, semi-rigid rods, and a fucking inflatable fucking ding-a-ling, two-piece or a three-piece inflatable. You want the two-piece or the three-piece? I want a fucking three-piece. I got fucking money. I want my shit to look real, real. I want my dick to look real, real. Fuck this shit. She got a little real, real around this motherfucker. Got to get the real thing, huh? It's kind of sort of not really-ish. So basically, these female to male motherfuckers is man-ish. Get it, newbie? Is man-ish, kind of sort of, but not really-ish, man-ish. They man-ish. They not really is it, you know. I get it. Okay, that's a man-ish. Got it. I learned something today. Sorry I had to spoil you fucking Wednesday with this, but I got to learn, honey. I got to know what the fuck, goddamn, what the fuck it is. Making my business to know. So I go around like she does. Somebody be like, can you believe that's a female to male? Yeah, but guess what, though? You know what I'm saying? You need to ask that bitch, do she got a penile, motherfucker got a rigid penis, a semi-rigid dick, or a motherfucking damn three-piece inflatable one or two-piece inflatable one. You feel me? Because, goddamn it, see, the semi-rigid rod dick, that shit can malfunction. It has a low chance of malfunctioning and shit. You do not want no shit inside your ass malfunctioning like that. Can you imagine the inflatable, the goddamn three-piece inflatable dick fucking malfunction inside you, bitches? What if the fucking dick just fucking malfunctioned in you? What about the fucking semi-rigid rods? Why would a woman want some shit like that inside her fucking ass? That shit, all of them got a bunch of pros and cons. It's more cons than it is pros. I'm looking at the shit, newbie. It's more cons than it is pros. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Sex, man. I tell you, these motherfuckers is sexed out. I done had enough. All right, I'm going to take y'all niggas to this mind book, and then I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Because y'all done fucked my day up with this shit. I got to go to church. That's the meaning I got to go get me some of that goddamn icky sticky. You feel me? I'm going to have to smoke one. I'm going to have to re-up, get me some medical marijuana after this, boo. El Cologne, mind your mind for the Jews of your soul. Attention. Scroll 10. Attention. Something you niggas lack. In everyday situations, one should develop the faculty of attention. In everyday situations, one should develop the faculty of attention. Concentration itself is a narrowing of the field of attention. The entire attention is thrown into whatever is being done. You got it? The entire attention is thrown into whatever is being done. The individual becomes lost in the job at hand. One must concentrate on the work and rigorously shut out all other thoughts. No work can be done successfully without calmness and concentration. In this way, the mind becomes one-pointed. Failure is a stranger to work done with perfection. I said it wrong. Let's do it again. Quincy says, rise in power, Young Dolph. Oh, Young Dolph is the nigga that did the song 100 Shots, ain't it? That's who Young Dolph is, right? That's when some nigga named Gotti or some shit shot 100 shots at that nigga. He then died, so he came out with a song called 100 Shots. Is that him, Quincy? Let me call my daughter. I don't even know why I'm asking y'all old piece of shit. You washed up has been. Let me call somebody that fucking knows the fuck I'm talking about. I think that's Young Dolph. I got one song of his, and that was 100 Shots. And then I was like, damn, I like this song. This is a hot-ass fucking song. And then my daughter, one of them told me that it's about one of them niggas shooting his ass up, but he didn't die, so he did a song called 100 Shots. I really like that fucking song. I don't even know why I like that fucking song, but now I realize, oh, it really happened. So it's some guy. Okay, so he got shot up? Them 100 shots came back around and got his ass. Huh? The 100 shots came back and got his ass. Quincy, Taekwondo. Huh? You want to answer a question? Oh, we about to go into overtime. I'm going to give y'all this damn mind book, but I got distracted on 100 shots. 470-32232, did you mean to push one?
Yeah, I was trying to tell you that it was 100 shots, Mom.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I said I was going to call one of my daughters, but one on the phone anyway. So, okay, so that's Young Dolph, right, with 100 shots. And who the guy that shot the 100 shots at him? Was it some nigga named Gotti or somebody?
It was Black Youngster. He part of
Youngster. Oh, Black Youngster.
Yeah, he part of Gotti's label.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. So what happened to Young Dolph now? He dead?
Yep, he was pronounced dead. He got killed in Memphis today.
Oh,
at one of the hood stores. He died at 34. Because his birthday the day after mine.
You know him?
When I worked for Street Is It. I did PA and PR work for them.
And how long ago was that?
2015.
Oh. So, yeah, how you feel? You okay?
I'm fine.
So it ain't bothering you that he dead?
No, I mean, he never did enough for me personally.
So you're not affected?
No.
So they shot him up at what? Will you say he was at a corner store or something in Memphis?
Yeah, one of the hood stores he posted up at, like he be talking about in his song.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So is he from Memphis?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and that Gotti dude that you're talking about, what's the other guy that tried to shoot him the first time? What's his name?
Black Youngster.
Black Youngster. Okay. So Black Youngster is with that Gotti guy, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Black Youngster with the Gotti guy. And Black Youngster shot 100 rounds at Young Dolph. Young Dolph in the hood today. At a hood store. What the fuck is a hood store?
You know, where you get your hood essentials.
What that mean?
They cigars, they beers.
You know, they sit out there and gamble and sell marijuana outside the store. That's a hood story.
Oh, and he was outside the store when it happened. He wasn't shot inside the hood store. He was outside.
I don't know if he was inside or outside. I actually just got word, like, literally listening to your show.
So you got word that he dead. So, but first, did you get word that he was shot and they took him to the hospital and then pronounced him dead?
Nope. I got just word that he was pronounced dead on the way to the hospital.
So anybody suspect who got him?
I don't know now.
Boy. This shit, yeah. Yeah, I like that 100 rounds, man. I might play it real quick. I like that 100 rounds, though.
Yeah?
I didn't even know what it was all about because I was playing it and the girls was over to the house and they were like, "Ma, what you know about 100 rounds? What you playing that shit for?" And I'm like, "Man, for some reason I like this song." Shouted like, "The fuck?" I don't know why I like it, but I like it.
When you type it in, Ma, type in 100 shots.
Oh, that's what it's called. Thank you, baby, because, you know, my dumb head was typed in 100 rounds.
You ain't dumb. You just don't listen to that type of music.
This was before. This was when I was living in Georgia, though. I would play that shit. I had that shit on rotation. Shout out when I walk on the treadmill, play my video game. I listen to a little playlist and shit. Let me see. What is it called? How they spelled it?
100 shots.
How they spell 100? Because you know these niggas.
Just 100.
Oh, okay. All right. 100 shots. 100 shots. Shots with an S. Young Dolph.
Yes, ma'am.
This nigga, this what he looked like. I've never even seen his face. This the video. Y'all want to see the video?
Yeah, that same car that he was. In that video, the wrapped car, the Porsche he got,
mm-hmm.
Or is it a Lamb? It's one of them. That's what he got shot in today. It's a
damn
bulletproof.
He got shot in that car, and it's supposed to be bulletproof.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they just came out. Young Dolph confirmed dead. 36 years old, nigga. You know you ain't supposed to be living that life like that at 36, baby.
No, that's all his past. That's that karma.
Yeah, do catch up with you, don't it?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's his past is like?
I mean, you can tell by his songs. He was very aggressive, like, when it comes and. You could just tell they was very hood, like they was cool with fighting and shooting at people. Like he shot at people himself.
It's a YouTube video. It's a Why Rappers Are Really Scared of Young Dolph. That came out a month ago. Why Rappers Are Really Scared of Young Dolph.
Because he's supposedly tied into the cartel.
No nigga tied in no damn cartel. It's a weak ass. That motherfucker tied in no goddamn cartel.
You know they say anything.
Yeah, they say anything, motherfucker. But you know that, you know, the cartel wouldn't dare fuck with no goddamn nigga.
They don't even like
them. A nigga rapper at that.
None of real Guatemalans.
Nah. Oh, well. Well, that's what happens, like you said, man. You know, a karma come for your ass, man. He that lives by the sword will die by the sword.
Die by the sword. Oh, they told me that when my daddy died.
For real?
Yeah, my daddy got killed in his sleep.
Somebody killed him in his sleep or he died in his sleep?
Yeah, somebody killed him in his sleep. It was on America's Most Wanted in South Carolina, Greenville.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep, his killer.
How your daddy end up on America's Most Wanted?
I have no. He was like a big drug lord in South Carolina, so I guess they did like a lot of investigation to find out, because it was two people who got killed in the same house. Him and his best friend. But come to find out, it was because of his best friend. They was after him. But because they was tied together, they killed both of them.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and now my uncle just committed murder. My uncle is over 75. He just murdered somebody less than 30 days ago that might have tied to the situation.
And how long ago was that when they killed your daddy?
My dad died in 2007.
2007.
I was 13.
And that's his brother. His brother, 75, avenged the death of the person that killed his brother in 2007.
It's my uncle. It's his great uncle. Well, it's my great uncle, his uncle.
Oh, his uncle. Okay. Wow. Said, how about I say, damn, they fell apart in brother and age. Okay. Wow. So he's still, that's beautiful. Because I would do the same goddamn thing. I just have to put that on record. I'm going to come back and get your ass. I don't give a fuck how long it takes. I'm way patient. I'm going to get your ass. I'm going to get the motherfucker that killed my motherfucker. You feel me? I'm going to get you. Well, big ups to your great-great uncle. I did the same thing. Jews do the same shit to the goddamn Nazis. They still go hunt them bitches down. Them motherfuckers be 90 years old in the hospital, and they'll still walk in that bitch and kill that fucking Nazi right the fuck now. Jews don't play that shit. That shit that the Nazis did to them motherfuckers, they still hunt Nazis down to this fucking day. You hear me? They still hunting them down. That shit happened in the, 30s and fucking 40s. They still killing Nazis, the goddamn Jews. Still killing them right now. Them goddamn Nazis, 98 years old, about to die any fucking way, and they still going to cut their throat. Still going to cut their throat looking for them right now. Yep. Meanwhile, slavery was going on for 400 goddamn years. Nigga ain't slit not one crack of throat for that shit. Except for the Django. But the Django had a reason. Bitch had his wife. Anyway, goddamn Nazis, goddamn Germans, man. The Jews, baby, they still killing them Nazis for what the fuck they put them through and their families and shit like that. You feel me? The Jew babies is finding the goddamn Nazis and avenging the deaths of their families. You hear me? You hear me? She doc said niggas ain't about to kill nobody but each other, right? And they ain't did shit to you. Right. But them Jews, because of them damn Jews, man, they fucking still hunting them damn Nazis. Sure live. Hey, shit, they ain't finna forget about that shit. I ain't finna forget about what you did, how you did them, and their family, their ancestors, and their right, she died. Shit, they got the promised land. The Jews already inherit the fucking earth. They got the promised land, but they still goddamn looking for their enemy and cut their fucking throats. You hear me? Ain't that some shit? That's a beautiful thing, ain't it? Make you wish you was a Jew. Than a fucking descendant of a slave. You'll get your $1 billion every goddamn year from the federal government. Get two goddamn shit if you was a Jew. For the Holocaust. Goddamn, big ups to them goddamn Jews, man. Them motherfuckers still, the children of the fucking Jews is still hunting down Nazis today. and niggas are so-called what you call them? What niggas say they are? Descendants of slaves or some shit. Ain't hand down damn motherfucker responsible for that shit. Anyway. Oh, they call them ADOs? ADOs? What's that? African descendants of slaves. Okay, yeah. Shush. Boy, niggas will kill you. Totally forget about avenging the lives of their ancestors. They'll kill you and go get a job working right for the motherfucker that killed their own family, that massacred hundreds of thousands to millions of Negroes. Okay? Because naturally, niggas are not killers of revenge when it comes to that ancestral damage that was done, you know what I'm saying, to their bloodline, the castration, the raping. You know how they came up with baseball? This is a story I heard, that they would take the slave Negro woman that's pregnant and take a bat and beat the baby out of her. And once the baby come out, they pick up the newborn nigga baby, the dead nigga baby, throw it up in the air and knock it out the ballpark. The shit that they have done to Negroes, yet Negroes do it to each other. The things that the Nazi did to the fucking Jews, the Jews do it back to the Nazis, which makes sense, don't it? That makes sense, right? Yeah. I think that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? If a dog mauls your baby to death, you don't go kill the cat. You kill the fucking dog. And you kill the bitch that gave birth to the dog. And you kill the dog that fucked the bitch that gave birth to the dog that killed your baby. You kill them all. The cat ain't got nothing to do with it. Negroes are so ass backwards, man. We kill each other. Anyway, yeah, man, I think I'm identify myself as a Jew from this point on. I identify as Jew. I'm Jew. Fuck that. I have that Jew mentality. I don't have that slave nigga ass mentality. I'm not going to whip you because master made me mad today. No, I'm a Jew. I'm a fuck master up. I'm a fuck the motherfucker that put me in bondage and did this shit to my family's families. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. And I'm going to find their family, their descendants, motherfucker. Okay?
Meet
your background, baby. Can you meet your background for me? That's what I would do. Okay? That's just how I am. They better be glad I was born a fucking woman. If I was a goddamn man, I'd show you motherfuckers how to arm yourself properly. They better be glad I came as a fucking female. Woo! Because I tell you one thing, this would not be what the fuck it is today. I tell you that much. It wouldn't be what the fuck it is today, right? That right, she died. If all the women were born males and we know what the fuck they did to our genes, even with the Tuskegee experiment, you know what I'm saying, gave black men syphilis and shit like that and 400 black women syphilis, did that shit. Motherfucker, I find every last one of them goddamn the fucking receptionist, all the way from the receptionist to the motherfuckers that diabolically made the fucking plan and find their children, their wives, their dogs, I'd fucking kill them all. You hear me? There's no way, goddamn it, in the year 2000, I'm going to be yelling some Tuskegee experiment that was done on niggas, and this is why I can't trust your vaccine. No, it'll be another part of that fucking story, that every last one of them motherfuckers and their families were found dead. Even the goddamn receptionist that told every nigga to come in and sit down and fill out this motherfucking application, this form, and shit. I'm telling you. it'll be another side to this goddamn story. You hear me? It'll be a continuation to this shit. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It'll be the other side. Like, you know they gave niggas syphilis, Tuskegee experiment. But the motherfuckers they did that shit to, once niggas found out, they killed everybody involved in the fucking experiment, all the way up to the science, to the scientists, the biologists, the fucking CDC niggas. They killed them all. All of them. Family found dead, dog dead, fucking rat dead, whole house blew the fuck up, car bombing. Interesting. Strange, ain't it? Why you think Hillary Clinton is your number one fucking sick diabolical murder? This bitch got so much body bags under her, but because that fucking woman, if you let that woman fucking be the tribal leader like she's supposed to, every last one of these motherfuckers would have been dead, brothers. They all, everybody, Hillary Clinton got about 1 million dead bodies. This bitch done motherfucker got motherfucker done. I mean, and everybody done committed suicide. They write it off as a suicide. Hillary Clinton a bad bitch though. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Conspiracy or not, if it is true about Hillary Clinton, this bitch is a bad bitch. Okay, hands the fuck down. That bitch will off your fucking head. Women are the real killers, man. Real fucking killers. You want us to fuck cooking chilling. This shit would not be like this. I swear. It would not be like this, would it, She-Doc? If that black ass man didn't try to goddamn domesticate us and kept us into the fort in the front line to goddamn chop off motherfucking heads and avenge the oppression, the death, the castration, the rape, the killing, the hanging, the lynching, the tarred and feathered of our people. I'm gonna be a cracker walking this bitch today. You hear me? But no, Mr. Black Man wanted to goddamn oppress the black woman, domesticate the bitch. These motherfuckers wouldn't be here today. I'm telling you that shit right now. It wouldn't be a nan nigga talking about he ain't getting no vaccine neither, working for these goddamn crackers. It would have been over. For real. You still been oppressed and don't even fucking know it. But the goddamn Jews refuse that shit. Anybody try to oppress them, they gonna fucking find their whole family and kill them. Goddamn, you know, make sure that fucking child don't goddamn grow up and try to avenge the death of their oppressive-ass family that was murdered and shit. You got to kill the whole family, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. But anyway, shit, man, I don't know the motherfucker think like that, man. Ain't but one goddamn bitch on this planet think like that. Me and goddamn Hillary. Me and fucking Hillary, the only motherfucker think like that. Hillary and I are the only motherfuckers that think like that. Hillary and I. Me and Hillary. Big ups to Hillary Clinton. Natural born killer. Ancient, she died. Hillary a natural born fucking killer, man. I am too, goddamn it. Wish my men was. Wish my brothers and uncles and fathers was, for real. They kill for the white man. Nigga, when you gonna kill for the black woman, black man, and black child, baby? The fuck? They still doing this shit to us. You feel me? They poisoning the alcohol in the black community and you do nothing about it. Talking about mass genocide and you do nothing about it. The Jews went through a massacre itself and doing something about it, the survivors of the massacre. Sheesh. Oh, goodness gracious. All right, moving on. Let me knock this attention part out, then I'm out of here. Let's do it again. Kalum, scroll 10. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul, ladies and gentlemen. Attention. In everyday situations, one should develop the faculty of attention. Concentration itself is a narrowing of the field of attention. The entire attention is thrown into whatever is being done. The individual becomes lost in the job at hand. One must concentrate on the work and rigorously shut out all other thoughts. No work can be done successfully without calmness and concentration. In this way, the mind becomes one-pointed. Failure is a stranger to work done with perfect, I keep fucking it up, with perfect attention. That's the part I keep fucking up at. Let's do it again. Failure, listen to it again. Failure is a stranger to work done with perfect, I fucked it up again. The word is perfect, okay, not perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect. Let's do it again. Failure is a stranger to work done with perfect attention. Got it? Say it to yourself. Failure is a stranger to work done with perfect attention. You cannot fail if you got perfect attention. When one sits for meditation, there should be no thought of job-related work. So when you sit in meditation, don't be thinking of no fucking job-related shit. What should they be doing? When doing job-related work, household chores never enter the mind. In training the mind to attend only to the work at hand, there, tablet 6, verse 9 through 14, where it says, when I work, I should be as the strings as a guitar, through whose soul the silence of the moment becomes harmonious. Which of you would be likened unto a leaf who plays when the wind blows, when all else sings together harmoniously? I never want to see work as a curse of misfortune for being disobedient. Listen, did you hear that? I never want to see work as a curse of misfortune for being disobedient. I say to you, when you work, then fulfill a part of the distant dream of nature. The birth of that dream was the gift unto you, and you who truly loves life will forever reside in labor, if you truly love. Thus, through labor will you love life, for it is why you were procreated to work. Why you were procreated. Through labor, the intimacy of life's innermost secrets will manifest. So true. So fucking true. You understand? So true. Let's do that again, 13. No, let's do, I never want to see work as a curse of misfortune for being disobedient. I say to you, when you work, then fulfill a part of the distant dream of nature. The birth of that dream was the gift unto you, and you who truly love life will forever reside in labor. If you truly love, thus through labor will you love life, for it is why you were procreated. Through labor, the intimacy of life's innermost secrets will manifest. Damn, that's powerful. A person with an agreeable concentration can accomplish a task in half the time. A person with an agreeable concentration can accomplish a task in half the time and with twice the accuracy that it would take the average person. It is easy to pay attention to what is pleasant, for the mind is naturally attracted to what pleases it. A beneficial exercise is to fix the attention on unpleasant task. Let's do it again. A beneficial exercise is to fix the attention on unpleasant task for which one may have previously shrunk. Under scrutiny, they become interesting, and interest reduces the unpleasantness. It's very nice to be important. However, it's more important to be nice. I'll give you one more before I exit out of here. Mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. Scroll 11, from the unreal to the real. Lo, there are experiences, my child, that cannot be described. Just as colors cannot be described to a blind enocyte. However, all ordinary experiences are limited by time, space, and the law of cause and effect. Let's do it again. All ordinary experiences are limited by time, space, and the law of cause and effect. Normal awareness and understanding do not transcend these bounds. Finite experience is measured in terms of past, present, and future. These concepts of time are illusory, for they have no permanence. In measure, small, and fleeting. The present cannot be grasped. Both past and future are non-existent in the present, and therefore are unreal. You get it? From the unreal to the real. Let's do it again. These concepts, what? The finite experience is measured in terms of past, present, and future. These concepts of time are illusory, for they have no permanence. In measure, small, and fleeting, the present cannot be grasped. Both past and future are non-existent in the present, and therefore are unreal. You live in a world of illusions. With meditation comes freedom, freedom from fear of death. Most of you mortals ponder that death is the end of existence. However, in fact, death means only the extinction of the present name and form. What does death mean? The extinction of the present name and form. The greater the fear, the greater the identification with name and form, the greater the fear. You get that? The greater the identification with name and form, the greater the fear. Living a righteous way of life induces detachment from name and from form. It makes one aware of the ever-changing nature of the body and of all phenomenal existence. In recognizing the ephemerality of it all, one realizes the impossibility of holding on to anything, including one's cumbersome ego identity. When this need to grasp disappears, then the fear of losing what one never really possessed vanishes. Immortality is within reach. Remember, real fear is the lack of true faith. Real fear is the lack of true faith. And, yeah, this was good. I'm going to rewind it back for, we got to do the sacred wisdom of Tahuti on Thursday. You like that, Zena? Me too. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you already know it's Hot Damn Politics, where we put that shit on everything, hosted by the one and only Nimrod, also known as Nefertiti, surviving the game. I love saying that shit together. So fuck with us tonight at 9, and Man of the Hour is going to start right shortly after in the show. But y'all have an awarding day. Man of the Hour is completely up next, for real. And, yeah, see y'all tonight on Hot Damn Politics, where we put that shit on everything. Again, y'all have an awarding day, and I'm basically about to say something about that semi-rigid dick and the goddamn, oh, my God, the damn inflatable dick. I'm done. Just make sure you know which dick is dick, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to say gentlemen, too, because if you got bitches walking around this shit in the form of men, and if you're a gay man, I think you would want the real thing, too, baby. Because ain't nothing like the real thing, babe. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Y'all have a wonderful day. Peace.